It'll be great. It doesn't
honestly
really
bring the sharp things closer.
Do you not like life?
I'm kidding.
Are you?
She's not saying I'm currently anything. Watching 13 Reasons Why. I shouldn't be joking about this.
I mean,
joking about what?
Killing herself.
Yeah, well, oh, jeez.
I think that was
not. Is life that bad? Oh, should we talk about that instead?
I know. We could just do that for an hour.
What's so wrong with you?
A quick therapy session?
Yeah, come on.
Kyle,
just
is this an intervention?
It is. Surprise.
With all the people I don't know.
That's the best part. That means we're not really judging you.
Right, we're just going to exactly. make fun of you.
These are the people
Joey saves lives.
Care.
You're fine here.
Welcome to the Topper Sports League podcast, your home for all things social co-ed football in Western New York. And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Topper Sports League podcast. On this week, from D4, no punt intended, Elena and Kyle, a girl named Val who isn't here, and the legendary multi-award winning and reigning league MVP, the best pass brother and future D2 champion, Joey Bats. Bats.
Sorry, everybody out there, but...
Fuck you, sorry, whoever was out there. Get the fuck out of here. That's
needed,
a great...
We needed to get Joey
That's
out.
A great intro.
Because...
Fantastic.
Real quick, Kyle, you get all of the gold stars in the world because you're actually here. Now, Leonard, as we... You didn't agree... Don't give me the middle... You gave me double middle finger already. This is where we're at. Now, as people may or may not know, Leonard Alba's not with us because of, you know, reasons, and I'm pretty sure it's all stress-induced heart attacks strictly from having to run this podcast. The hardest thing ever is having four people tell you the day before, like, oh, I can't wait to be there, this is going to be the best time ever, and then, now's not the time, Jim. But,
then
legit,
all to play but you literally football.
Find, oh, yeah, well, I can't go anymore, I got to play football, I got to do this, oh, I got a babysitting job, like, fuck you, Sherry.
What are you,
30.
16 years old?
Yeah.
Was that Sherry?
Yes, it was Sherry. Fuck. Sherry's babysitting
Sherry
instead.
Out the babysit. Are you
she's
kidding?
Like, she's like, I got to babysit, I need the money, because and so I got to be there for
isn't she?
Hours.
Isn't she?
15 minutes in a porn, she can make significantly more money than she makes babysitting.
Isn't she a fucking nurse, too?
Yeah, apparently not a good one.
I guess not,
that's
Jesus.
Still not hired.
What the fuck?
So yeah,
she also bailed on the party.
Exactly. She did. She. I knew she
bailed
like
so
on that
hard.
So bad.
I told her.
Yeah, I told, her too.
I don't think I got an invite to that party. Well, I don't think I definitely wouldn't have gone.
Yeah,
but just, I definitely
Joey,
wouldn't have gone.
It was below your pay grade. I didn't tell
yeah,
you.
Yeah, I definitely would not have gone, but just an invite.
Jim, if you were at the Fields, we would have invited you. I thought it was muted. All right, anyway. It wouldn't be the first time. It won't be the last. So anyways, welcome everybody. As you heard, we have a couple people from No Punt Intended, Elena and Kyle.
Is it? No, I think it's No Pun Intended.
Punt.
Oh, there's a T.
We don't plan on punting ever.
Have you ever punted then?
Nah, dude, punting's queer. In this.
Nope,
I don't like people
not.
Who punt.
Don't punt.
That's stupid.
I don't know. If they're really terrible and it's fourth and two.
Look at some of these fucking scores. 178 points to 28. Get the fuck out of here.
Can you count these scores?
How many Hail Marys have been caught? More often than not.
I think you have a better chance of throwing a Hail Mary than fucking punting like a pussy.
Yep. You can't score
fourth
if you
punt. Well, I guess you can't punt on fifth and two, so it doesn't even matter. Okay, so let's do what we always do with new people. Kyle, we'll start with you. You're here. You're from No Pun Intended. Why don't you do the thing where you tell us where you came from and how long you've been in the league and how many teams you played for?
Absolutely. So I actually started out playing in Game On Sports.
Boo! Yeah. Fuck you guys!
You
right?
still play in rep
fuck
there.
You, bro.
And you're like Mo's best friend. I don't want to hear shit from you.
Mo doesn't run Game On. Mo's Miles Sports.
I know, because you do everything with everybody.
Because I'm a fucking legend. They text me to play, bro.
Legend
fuck,
whore.
Sorry, Kyle.
Yeah,
didn't
no,
interrupt
we,
you.
We
so,
had a
so in
of
Game
a,
On,
yeah.
what team did you play for in Game
it was
on?
Back That Pass Up. And, okay. You know, we were pretty good, but we had a little bit of a falling out on the team, and I took most of my team
what
to,
was the falling out, for real? Just talk about who cares.
It was a little relationship issue.
Boyfriend-girlfriend thing?
Boyfriend-boyfriend thing?
Boyfriend-girlfriend
almost
thing.
Was, yeah. Boyfriend-girlfriend thing.
Nice.
Nice.
Boyfriend-girlfriend thing for sure.
So basically, like, they had a divorce, and you guys got
yeah,
one half of the team. And
exactly.
Then the other
100%.
Half
was. That's
was it legit divorce, or they just banged?
No,
like,
no,
no, no.
It
wasn't
divorce.
Even actually a relationship. It just
just
kinda,
straight up
yeah.
banging, and then all of a sudden
yeah.
they didn't want to do that anymore.
There was someone banging happened. Two people on the team.
Was it you?
No.
Was it you?
Was it you?
Elena, was it you?
It might have been Elena.
I could
no names. No names, my
I can see it.
Elena.
It's definitely her. She's not even.
I mean, honestly,
she's
kind
not
of.
Admitting it.
Kind
there
of.
You go.
But it wasn't
so you were the
it
third
wasn't
wheel.
Me that broke up the
oh, actually,
team. It wasn't me that broke up the team.
There was two girls.
She was just in the threesomes.
Fucking
yeah,
two different guys on the team.
Mine was not at
but,
the same
yeah,
time.
Yeah, different times.
So
mine
everybody
time.
Back
anyway,
that
hers,
up.
Hers questionably at the same time.
Who's got
yes,
who's got
very
the
very much at the same time.
Joey Bats, go.
Are they on your team right now?
No,
one of the
either.
Guys. So how,
actually, one guy is
see, who,
my current boyfriend. Is.
How big yeah, is his dick?
For those classic listening at Joey home, Bats is he, for people who is don't he, know this, this is Joey Bats, and
is he packing? Lane, you have to answer the question.
Yeah,
is he packing heat?
It's okay if
is
he's
he
not.
Packing heat like a black guy, or is he packing heat like
like Joey Bats?
Like,
I'm stressed.
Elena, if you're going to be on this podcast,
yeah,
you have to
agreed.
You have
big,
to be honest.
Okay, it's
wow.
Big.
What's
okay.
His, like,
which guy
like
is it on your team?
Like 12.
We're saying, you know, an average 6'7". It's fine.
What guy is it on your squad? What dude?
Do we really want to name
I don't. Obviously. I don't know anybody's
we're
name.
We're going to go with nickname GM.
Is he the tall guy who dropped all those passes the other day? Your
no,
boy?
That no? Was not. No.
I love that you do that all shit. Right.
But that's a good memory.
I spanked him a few times on the
I don't
field,
remember.
If you pay attention.
I was. I think you guys. I don't remember, honestly.
The question was,
how big's his dick?
Said
and she,
big.
And she
six
said big.
Big is a general term.
And she said big. Okay.
6 or 7? All right. Yeah, Kyle seems to know better.
6 or 7. Can we get a
honestly,
picture?
Honestly, he probably room does
chat.
Know
locker
better. More, I don't yeah. have a picture, unfortunately.
Is it more about girth, veiny? Like, what are we talking here? No, stop actually, it. Why? You come on the show and it's always about
it's
dicks.
What's happening? Not veiny.
No.
It's not veiny. Well, you don't all want right. too veiny.
Did no, he then grab you by the pussy? Did he grab you by the pussy?
All right. So anyway, back to your cool story, Kyle.
Yeah, I know, sorry. We're
not even at TSL
up.
Yet.
I know.
Team got split up. We decided to go to Topper, and my quarterback at the time went right to D1, which
ooh.
Was a terrible decision. We
what?
Got,
oh, that dude. I put that team we played against you guys. Yeah.
Sure
yeah,
was. Yeah, we yeah. got our asses kicked yeah, by pretty yeah. much everyone in D1 yeah. our first two seasons. And then
wait, which team was that?
It was
team previously known as the Bombers.
Yeah.
Oh, D1. You were part of that.
Mess. They had Lenny's. Yeah. They had Lenny's you're boyfriend on the team.
That's right.
Yeah, yeah. It was a rough.
You guys,
rough
did, you guys had three people show up every week.
Yes.
It was fucking
yep.
brutal. I think
yeah.
we played you in the playoffs. You guys had three people.
We played down a man.
Yeah.
In the playoffs.
So they like.
You played. Bomb. You threw we're... Jill and like yeah. two other guys on my side. I had one side of the field to guard. I was like, what the fuck.
Oh, yeah.
so frustrating.
We won, obviously.
Yeah, yeah
by three somehow. 52-48.
Continue.
That's four, damn it.
No, and it was fun. I just decided to bring over a lot of the people from Game On who were not ready for D1, and we formed a D4 team, and that's been two seasons now, fall and then this spring, summer, whatever you want to call it, and we're doing pretty well.
I would say so. It's funny. You guys are on the show, and I don't even think you had a game this week, but you're just at the field.
No, I'm at the field all day.
Well, that's kind of like what we're looking for this
yeah.
week.
More, this point more is the social aspect.
It's what it is. It's a drinking league that sometimes plays football. And yeah. just the best
I'm looking for a D1 team to join, FYI.
Ooh, free agency.
That's interesting.
Joey, is that? Aren't you going to
once he wins
D1 team?
Once really? He wins D2.
And D3.
We probably will move up to D1
this
next year.
This is news
yeah.
to me. Am I losing my team now?
No.
Oh, it would seem
so. Everyone's allowed to play in multiple
you
leagues.
I gotta
you might
go.
Be playing too.
Like the Eric
see
Kleckler,
you later.
Eric Kleckler rule. I get to
I'm
play in multiple leagues.
I'm a free agent if anyone wants me. Apparently I'm losing my quarterback.
Fuck Kleckler.
So, Elena, how do you fit into this mess? When did you start playing football? How did you get involved with these clowns?
I started playing Game On with Kyle.
What year was that?
That was like 5 years ago.
Was this before
so what year was that?
I don't know. 2013.
2013.
Thank you, Joseph.
Yeah.
Good Matt.
Was this before your boyfriend with this 6-inch wiener?
No, he was the
yes.
one banging
this
like two of the other
boyfriend.
Ones.
This is a different
this
boyfriend.
Is the one
we
that
were
I
together.
Had.
How old are you?
23.
You get
oh,
around.
Good for you.
I have been.
Not sexually, just like you've had like four different boyfriends in 2 minutes of conversation. So.
You're not wrong.
Keep
actually,
that.
You are wrong. It's
really
been
only two boyfriends
couple,
in like 8 years.
And a couple
eight
girlfriends.
Years,
so. What
interesting.
Only like three girlfriends in between.
Okay, fair enough.
You swing both ways?
That's what that means, Joseph, yes.
For real?
Wow. All women swing both ways.
Stop that.
It's true.
Stop. Continue, Lane, I'm sorry.
Should introduce her to Joe.
It's my wife. Don't talk about her like that. Continue.
That's why I talk about her.
For the record, Joe has a softball shirt on and said he doesn't play softball today.
I don't have a softball
He's
shirt.
He's going to the gym eventually.
Yes. Also, it's really
Listen.
Hot.
Wear a short. Wear a cutoff, bro. So
yeah,
go ahead, Lane.
I need
sorry.
Muscles for that. I'm not a Greek guy.
That's why
like
he's going
some
to the gym.
Yeah.
Thank
working.
You. Thank you, everybody, for understanding. Back to your story.
I know. Sorry, Lena.
I stayed on Game On with the girl who split up our team for a season, and
was she
I
worth
hated it.
It. Was she
no,
worth
she
it?
Was trash.
Did you?
She was trash, like as a human or like as
trash.
A player?
No,
they
we
were
trash.
They are missing the key piece.
Yeah.
Obviously.
Well, we
sense.
Were trash, and then Kyle said, come play with me, and I said, okay.
This you is your first year, right? You didn't play last year?
No, I played last year.
You have to be really bad to be trash in Game On, by the way.
You tore it up. When I refed your game, you tore it up, but the other week I didn't even notice you, honestly.
Oh.
So, that's kind
well,
of a,
last week she was drunk.
So she played really good. Yeah, it's a game changer.
She finally caught a deep ball. It was amazing.
That was a great, it's a good throw.
The other times I've hit her in the head.
That was once. And please vouch for me that I've been pretty good for a decent amount of time.
No, it's been great. In the end zone, she catch anything. It's when we're like, she's not talking happy about 30 yard pass.
Yeah,
we're
10 yards and out.
The deep balls, absolutely not. I can't quite see it. I gotta be trash to catch those, apparently.
No, I've got a black eye.
I'm better when I'm drunk.
Jim liked that one.
That's pretty fun.
Where did this start? So anyway, you guys are 4-1 in the season right now.
Interesting.
They're in that D4, like there's the top half of D4 that matters, and like they're gonna all beat the crap out of each other in the playoffs, and then the other half is everybody that should be relegated to
D5
mile. So I mean, who have you guys played so far? Like, has your schedule been kind of soft or what?
No, we played the Shredders, which they're having a real down year. I don't know what's going on with them.
I found out this week that Sam doesn't even play for them, and she was...
She's like, had a baby, didn't she?
Yeah, but that doesn't mean... She played while pregnant. Who cares?
That was fucking
They still have
dangerous.
Rachel, and
yeah,
she's
dude.
Really That's good. Really
that bitch was 5 months, 6 months pregnant, and she was fucking playing, which was stupid.
You get thrown to the ground as
a girl.
Dude. That's crazy.
Yeah, dude.
She didn't.
Well, everyone knew that that bitch is pregnant.
I know. Everybody's like, I'm not.
I don't
want to
fucking hurt her.
So they ran away. Oh, that could be a secret weapon.
Is it worth your child's life?
Isn't it technically too many men on the field?
The baby's
a non-roster player.
I'm not questioning it. Definitely worth a win.
I think if Joey Bats was pregnant, he would still.
I would, obviously. Of course I would.
Reigning champion, so no one.
It's true.
No, we played AXA. They were... not great. Their quarterback was a fantastic athlete, but the rest of the team was pretty terrible.
Is that black
Sounds
guy,
like
right?
every team Joey plays.
Yes.
Yep.
I honestly don't remember a single game.
Actually, I'm
that's that kid that plays D1 with...
yeah, he's really good.
Hey, he's a good athlete. He plays with... Who the fuck does he play with?
Is it...
I think he plays at Ricky's team. With Ricky Austin. You know, I think his name's Cody.
Ramir.
Yeah, I think so. Cody Williams.
Ramir.
Yeah.
That's one of those.
He plays with Ramir's team. Yeah.
There you go.
Yep.
How perfect was that?
Yeah. I heard he was in the CFL or something.
Yeah,
like that.
That's what I heard too. He's pretty sweet.
Yeah.
That's right. You guys played
HK4. I watched
HK4
them last week
them
when
out.
They played. Yeah, we played HK4. We lost in decent exposure.
Yeah,
but
that was a good game.
HK4 didn't have their quarterback. That was a game I ref. They didn't have their quarterback though.
Yeah, they let us
that
know
seems very
multiple
key.
Times.
That's because we don't ever
know.
But this would never happen if so and so wasn't here.
That team, I mean, you still would have beat them, I think. But that team, they didn't shut the fuck up about that.
Oh my god, they mentioned it. Four or five times.
I'm like, I don't give a fuck. You guys are down like 40 right now. He's not going to make that much of a difference.
And then I really made a huge mistake when we played in decent exposure by drinking 3 more beers in a shot before we started the game.
Topper.
So,
you're not supposed to do that.
Topper.
That today.
My bad.
That's awesome.
My bad.
Oh, and then your game this week is against
this game
third
is a big
schlong.
One.
That's
third
huge.
Long,
that's
yes.
basically for first.
That's a big one.
Third and schlong.
Who's on that team?
That's like the Kellers and all those goblins.
Yeah.
I'm just saying that because they're listening. No, they are pretty good.
They're very Katie
actually. 40-year plan guy talked a lot of shit to me this weekend.
40-year plan guy.
Because when the Kellers were on, I told them like, "Yeah, you guys are 5-0, but you haven't really played anybody."
I did the math on their schedule. They were like 5-15 last week. Their opponents' records were 5-15. You played. Two
I love
teams
the analytics
had,
over here.
You had two teams that have
Billy
not
Bean
won a
here.
Game.
No, that's
two
actually,
teams that won one game and then one team that won.
I'm
two.
Glad you did
like,
it.
Are you kidding? You guys have played no one.
Because that's literally something I wanted to do this week. And
oh,
just
I did it
to,
this yeah. week. I don't know. They played the Shredders, which, like I said, they're having a
yeah,
terrible season this
got
year.
Smoked again.
I don't know
I believe,
what's going on,
but we'll get into the games in a minute. So yeah, but that's a huge game. So anyway, yeah, 40-year plan guy just starts saying like, "You don't think we're good? You don't think we can do anything because we didn't play anybody yet?" And I was like, "Well, prove
you,
it."
You fucking
he did the thing that a lot of drunk people do when they're in like D4, D5, and they're like, "Well, we could come up to your division to beat you," and like all that stuff. And I'm like, no,
"You can't."
But it's cool that you're like really into it, and that's what I like.
Keep coming back.
40-year plan guy, I like you. I'm just messing with you, but
which one is 40-year-old playing guy?
He's the old tall. He's actually really good at defense for them, I think. I don't think he's good at offense. I forget what Scott said, but he's a taller guy. I don't know his real name other than 40-year playing guy. That thanks, Lenny. But he did a. He definitely got really, really heated
well,
about
he
it.
Just,
and that was,
the was he drunk?
I mean, yeah, because they were just playing Flip Cup for quite some time.
Interesting.
Yeah, I mean, that's cool.
Did they ever find out who's banging in the bathroom?
Yeah, actually, yeah. One of the people that proceeded to bail on this podcast, I'm pretty sure they don't play in the league. They're friends of a team that plays in the league.
So a friend was banging in the bathroom?
Yeah. So.
Molly's friend?
No, no, no. If it was Molly's friend, it would just be Molly. Val? No, not that chick. Not that chick. No, that there was after all of
he's
them
all about
bailed.
Naming names.
Yeah,
yeah. The, no, that's
you gotta call them out.
Yeah.
Well, because I want to call. I'm not calling out the jabronis until they come on to talk about.
I like to call them out so they get them on.
So, well, they wanted to be. They really wanted to be here, but they're also practicing football today.
I guess.
In fact, Joseph, real quick before we get into the games, yeah. here, how do you feel about teams that practice football every
that's
week?
That's the gayest thing I've ever heard in my entire life. That's Uber. Is that what they're legit? Is that why she couldn't be on there? Because
they're practicing.
That's fucking.
Yeah, they're at Andrews
there's actually
High
like
School
two, three
having a practice.
There's other people that do. There's other groups that do it too. I think they're forming into one massive group. Actually.
That's super gay. That probably their team probably sucks. get better athletes on your team. Don't waste my fucking time.
Well,
on
I mean,
Monday afternoon.
All they're playing with all the tight ends, sticky bandits.
Well, I
and
saw
motions.
The Godfather had named the tight ends in motion as one of the most underrated teams.
Barf around.
Well, they are, and that's why they got to keep practicing.
I can't believe that's the team. No. That's Molly's team. That's Molly is on their team, obviously.
Molly's on
no,
the
she's
Brofish.
On Brofish.
Fuck
yeah, you forget
too.
That. Molly was on Titans in Motion, yep. and then Emily decided she wanted to come back, so
right.
they kicked Molly off the team.
Right.
So Molly was going to go play on Angry Buffalo, but then they kicked her off the team, so now she plays in D2.
Speaking of Emily, are her and Tiger back together?
No.
No.
I mean, have they ever really been apart?
Have they ever? No, because they've been playing on the same team since
to be
they
fair,
broke
Tiger's
up.
Too short.
Why?
She likes him tall.
Jaybird is pretty tall. Jay-Z,
who's got a bigger wiener, Jay or Tiger?
Probably Jay. That's
Jay.
Why she left.
I don't know. I don't know.
That's Tiger, a guess. So that's sorry. A guess.
I mean, we're assuming because Jay's like tall, Tiger. He's got a bigger dick, but Tiger's, you know, I'm sure I could see
maybe
him
Tiger's got girth on him.
Maybe he's striped.
Strike. He's a tiger.
That's
so if
we can
got a nice mane.
If we can get Emily back on here to say
we can't because she has practice every Tuesday every at 7. We record in the 5-Star Studios at 7.
What do they
every
do?
Tuesday.
They like practice routes and shit and say,
I don't
know
what it is.
I played last week.
Is it
it's right. just pickup.
Why don't we get a drone out there to videotape
like
this?
First,
that's
super first off, that's the best idea. Yet.
That's super gay.
We should actually film the podcast next week live from the side.
I will. I'll do the drone.
Is that what it, so then you've done, because I don't know what it is. When I,
yeah, I
they
played
say
last
practice,
week with them.
And it just makes me feel like I could see them actually running routes and practice.
Oh, no,
plays.
It was nothing like that.
But it sounds more like
we showed up and we
it,
just played like a six on six.
Yeah, you just they're just playing.
Dude, it's like 80 to fucking degrees outside right
no,
now.
No, it was
right.
indoors at Narden.
They practice indoors in Narden?
Yeah.
Well, some people
they're
are playing
outside
outdoors.
Today, which is hot.
It's 80 fucking degrees
outside. Yeah, you
outside.
Know, it's much nicer in here.
Yeah, it is. My pit started sweating from the walk over. Dude, I can't believe they practice. That's so good. I hate them even more. I hate that team. I mean, I like Tiger.
You
I like,
need to get good enough to get into D1
I
to
like,
beat them.
Oh, I'm going to come up to D1 next year. We're going to
run that the, is that the official thing?
Probably, yeah. 99% chance, even if we... Yeah.
Even if you, that's beautiful.
We'll be there.
All right. Confident.
Ooh. She's calling out your dick.
Oh. How big is it, Joy Beth?
It's about 12 inches. It's this bitch's first time on the podcast, and she's calling me out already.
Well, and I like you. I'm glad you're
that
here.
That confidence swagger.
Interesting.
If you keep talking shit to Joey Betts for
that's
the next 40 minutes,
we'll
you will become the best
guest
ever.
That's interesting.
Mr. Award-winning Betts, future champion of D2,
thank
didn't
you.
You frame it and put it on someone's kitchen table one time or something like that?
Not a no, people. Not there was that's how we proposed. It just said, dear Jill, picture.
There was a bet between...
And then she made him buy by the ring.
Between me and Travis, we tried to get this bet. This was maybe 2 or 3 years ago.
Oh,
and,
yes.
Remember that? And Travis pussied out on it?
Well, yeah.
He's such a bitch sometimes. So we had a bet, for everyone who doesn't know. We were playing... I think we were playing each other in Breakfast Club or whatever the fuck it was. My team versus his team, and the loser had to... Yeah, it was a loser, because I wanted to take a picture of his dick and frame it, and we'd hang it in somewhere in our house. And Travis fucking bailed out. I was ready to go. And obviously, my team won by, I think, a touchdown or two. So.
Do you just have, like, framed pictures of your dick at home
I
for
just,
moments like this?
I just like to see a comparison. Speaking of dicks, remember how we talked about a couple weeks when I was on the podcast, like a month ago, I think it was? Remember my hemorrhoid? Remember
yes,
that?
I heard about
yeah,
it.
Yeah,
that was
a great
show
story
I missed.
That you had this past weekend, so, having some difficulties yeah. getting the yeah. suppository in there.
The suppository was great. So, do we have time for this? Or are we gonna
yeah,
go
oh,
well,
please,
we
got, please, please.
There's less games
time.
Than usual.
We got time.
We
so,
time.
Speaking of dick.
So, yeah. You know, one day, my wife fucking hates when I tell this story, but...
What's she going to do, leave you?
I know, right? It's too late now. So, like, for the last couple of months, I've been shitting my brains on, wiping my ass, and there's fucking blood. I'm like, oh my God, what the fuck's going on? So, I don't think anything of it. I'm like, it'll go away, it'll go away, it'll go away.
You don't think anything of it?
I do, but I'm like, I'm not going to doctors.
I mean, he dreams about it.
All right, then you got to spread your butt cheeks and someone's in there. So then,
I don't think that's how that works.
When you have a,
are you a doctor?
I know, Elena. Are you a doctor?
I'm very familiar with the situation.
So I'll get there. Don't fucking interrupt me, Elena.
I'm very familiar with the buttholes.
A month ago, I don't know how it got started, but we were talking about my ass when I was reffing. And it, dude, that was some
during,
of the.
That was during our game.
Yeah,
it was you and
fucking Matty Icy game. Yeah,
just dude, you like Joey? What the fuck?
Nobody paid me for that game to ref, by the way. Fuck you guys. So,
you told Matty not to.
I did.
It was 3 o'clock. So that was like, I'm just sitting over here. Good luck, guys.
That was some of the worst pain. And I broke my collarbone. I had surgery on there. That was the worst pain I've ever been in. So that after that week, fucking Jeremy Burr, great dude. His buddy works at Rite Aid. Got me suppositories, Preparation H, and like fucking Prep H.
Oh my god!
Medicated white.
Are you kidding? Jeremy Burr's
the
buddy?
Asshole gift bag.
Jerry Burr's buddy is a pharmacist at Rite Aid. So he picked it up for me. Got it. And dude, the wipes worked fucking amazing. So it's just like a fucking
some Prep H.
Yeah, it's a medicated Prep H wipe. It's just like a fucking like a Lysol wipe. You know
all right,
what
but
mean?
Let's get to the suppository because that's what I want.
I'm gonna get there. Give me a minute. So
Kyle's so ready.
We
for
got
this.
Fucking.
I heard a clip of it.
It
comes, and it was just too good.
It comes in a case of 12 suppositories, and those fuckers are huge, dude. I'm like, I'm not even kidding you. Like my pinky's probably the size of my pinky. It's like 6 inches probably, right? So I opened it up. I didn't the first time I looked at it, I'm like, I'm not doing that. I'm gonna try these wipes. They're
6 inches.
That's not 6 inches. How big?
I was gonna say if that's
like
6 inches, Brian's like 12 inches.
Also, his name's Brian. Her boyfriend's name is Brian with a big dick.
Big Dick Brian.
Big Dick Brian.
Big Dick Brian. Big Dick 6 inch Brian. So anyways,
got a new nickname.
Elena, my pinky's 3 inches, but the suppository is probably that big, no lie. So I open it. I'm like, I'm not doing this. So I try the medicated wipes for about a week, and they work good. And then I totally forget about it for the week, and then it comes back, and my fucking ass is on fire, dude. I can't even explain to you how bad my butt burns. And one day, my wife made some dinner, and I shit like 4 times. It was a Saturday after. It was a Friday or Saturday.
What'd she make?
Yeah,
I don't even remember.
Chili?
No, I don't know what the fuck it was.
Probably
I can't remember.
Something Mexican.
I don't like Mexican food.
Oh.
It was like, I don't know. I don't remember.
So
but
sorry.
I shit
he doesn't even
five
like
times.
Mexicans.
I don't. Ugh. So I shit like a lot. And I'm on the toilet. And now it's like, it was a Friday night. Because
you shit
I,
in blood or just shit?
No, I shit. But then when I wipe my ass, there's fucking blood in my hand. Right? Or on the toilet paper.
In your hand. Go on.
On the toilet paper. Excuse me. So I'm sitting there. Now it's like fucking 11 o'clock. Jill's in bed. So.
This first?
You just decide it's time.
Just put it in there. So I told her. I'm like, listen, I gotta get to a doctor or something. My asshole hurts so bad. I don't know why. I can't even walk right now. So she's like, just try the suppository. I'm like, okay. So she's in bed now.
I'm like, okay.
So I open this fucking thing, and now I'm sitting now. I'm on all fours.
Yeah?
She's in bed right now.
You have to be, right?
You gotta get.
You couldn't put your legs over your head?
Dude, you can't. Let me give you a suppository.
Your
you
abs getting
let me give you a suppository. I'm just try it. It's okay.
So I'm on all fours, and I'm like, don't look at me. I'm like, turn your head away, Jill. I'm like, do not come near me. Do not come in here. Don't look.
This is the least attractive I'll ever be.
She so, wouldn't do it for
she's
you?
She's coming in
she
with the
even
glove.
Look on my ass, dude. I have never. I don't know what's on my ass because no one will look. No one will look right now. She refuses to do it. So I get this fucking suppository up there. Now, I'm Googling it to see how to work because the directions on the box are fucking terrible. It says that on the box, it says open suppository, put the round part, and put it up there, and then clench your butt cheeks and land ground. I swear to God, there's 4 steps. I mean,
That's it. Does it come with, like, a nice lubricant?
No, dude.
No.
It's no
just,
lubricant.
It's just a suppository.
What?
It's
like a waxing
It's like the cream. It's like a hard cream.
Why do you guys know so much about
it? Why do you know so much about it? That's interesting. We'll get to that in a minute.
Yeah,
we'll get to
what
that.
What part of she said she has experience in this field did you not catch on to? She's already done this.
I missed
this
it.
This is
interesting.
I have Crohn's disease.
Do you really? I think that's what someone said I might have.
Yeah.
I get nervous.
Do your joints swell up bad?
Do you have
her
ankles?
My ankles huge.
Was the size of my neck. Does your stomach hurt? Or
no,
then it's
great.
Not Crohn's.
You just got hemorrhoids.
You just got hemorrhoids.
Internal hemorrhoid. So then I start Googling because I don't know how to fucking do it properly. So the like I was telling Maddie Ice on Saturday, the fucking directions when you were Googling, dude, I was laughing my balls off. It says shove the suppository up. Clench your butt cheeks. Lay down for a minute to 5 minutes after. Do
You're
not
supposed to lay on your stomach.
On your stomach, yeah.
Yes.
Don't poo. This is bowel movement. This is poo. don't have
poo.
A bowel movement for 1 to 3 hours after. So I, you know, obviously,
you can control that.
Gotta let that shit dissolve.
I got a gold timeout real quick.
How?
We're saying dick, fuck, shit, piss, poo. And then all of a sudden, poo.
Poo.
And then Mumsy said, I don't poo.
Because he's vulnerable right now.
Know,
he's
right?
Vulnerable.
Don't poo.
Door, Jimmy.
He's got his ass out. He's on all fours.
So,
this has
no,
been the best 24 minutes of the podcast.
Did it really say lay?
Lay.
Now,
were you reading all this on Google while still
on
all fours naked
on
your bathroom?
I'm on my phone. If I'm like this.
he's known.
Mr. Bats is assuming the four leg. Oh, he's back.
So
he's
back. I get it. So I start putting up there, and now I'm nervous because I don't, you know, I don't know how far my ass.
Automatically,
goes.
Your ass clenches when you get
exactly.
nervous.
Yeah, right. I think you need a break.
Tight butthole syndrome.
Right, exactly. So you clench up the minute you know you start, and I can see. I'm like, all right, it's almost in. So I started walking away, and it started falling out. I'm like, fuck. If I'm gonna do it, I'm gonna do it the right fucking way. So I fucking put my finger, and I think I fucking touched my brain. That's how far I fucking got it up. My eyes started popping out, and I screamed. She was like, what's the matter? I'm like, it burns!
She wouldn't do it.
She wouldn't do it, no. So it burns.
She's got no right to ask any questions.
So then I fucking, so it's up there, and now I'm waddling back to my fucking bed.
Can you feel it in you?
Oh, dude, you can, it's like, you can feel it. It's like a fist is in your butt.
Oh my
that's
god.
That's an exaggeration.
It's, I have a tight, she might not have a tight butthole then, because my butthole's like fucking like that. Well, yeah.
She can so compare, I'm, you're just assuming.
Nice and malleable.
Coming at me, bro. Coming at me. I see it.
So I lay down, and now I'm like, okay, what does it do? How does it work? So then I'm back on Google, and I'm reading, and it said all it does is evaporates and melts into your butthole.
While you're laying
while
on your stomach.
While you're laying on your stomach,
yeah, obviously.
So you're laying there, and all of a sudden, like, 5-7 minutes go by, and it literally was like somebody poured a piece of like warm coffee in your butthole. It was just so,
that is the greatest thing I've ever.
It was just so warm, and it just
released.
You said that, and her face lit up like nobody's exactly accurately described it better than this.
And that
right
was
now.
Incredible.
It was the greatest
your butthole
it,
piece.
It right. made everything feel so perfect. It was
after
great.
You've done all of this.
So perfect. He feels so was, perfect.
I
now.
Feel fantastic now. No
so
blood,
you're good now. You're done.
No blood. I mean, I haven't shit 4 times in a day.
How many times you use the suppository?
I didn't
just
go like,
one time.
Twice, 2 days in a row, and I'm back to the wipes 2 times a day. After every shower and then after like every time I shit.
Is that going
to
go away or is this like a con? Is this the rest of your life?
It'll go away.
There it is. Dr. Lane says it'll go away.
Dr. Lane.
So I don't.
Dr. Lane.
Give me that. MD after my.
I think I have a grade 1 internal hemorrhoid.
Yeah, you got some
grade 1.
You got some stuff going on.
Push it back in.
I don't have an external one. It's all internal.
Internal.
It's internal.
External, internal.
Should
they
we
come
even
in
talk about
ways.
Football
Boy
at this point?
I don't know, dude.
Guys, thanks for coming out today. It was a great All right.
All right, I could hit it real quick, Joey.
Yeah,
ready?
Let's do it.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, please stand by.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Thunderdome.
With your Breakfast Club games. 9 o'clock in the morning, May 26, 2018. Fouls Pals, they lose. They didn't even score. Peanut Butter Kelly time with 58 on the board. The Taminators scored 56. Poppin' Molly's with 8. And Chef Curry with the shots 31. Angry Taylor's with 18. Those are your 9 o'clock games. Ready to move on to 10 when you're ready.
So, yeah, there's just the one thing about Memorial Day, that whole weekend, is that so many people don't show up.
Yeah, dude.
There's, like, nobody there, which really helped us out. I don't know. Everybody that's on the Papa Molly's team.
Papa Molly's had no one. They took someone from our squad.
Yeah, it looked like it was just the only people that they had from their team were Molly, Shinta, and that might be it, actually.
Did they even have Tommy? Tommy Hughes?
No, Tommy Hughes was in Florida. He was in Florida. So
oh, yeah.
Paul Shinta?
They had some kid. I believe the kid from the practice squad was throwing for them, and they looked just all out of sorts. So
that makes sense.
Who's on Val's team? Because Val wasn't. Val and Travis weren't
yeah,
there.
Yeah, Val and Travis yeah. weren't there, and I think other people weren't there. Just according to Jay, it went very, very poorly, as you can see, since they got blown the fuck out. So
I still don't get the Chef Curry with his shots. That's a stupid name, Emily, and I'm.
Why? I think.
Yeah. Why?
Because Ramir defended it. It's too long.
Of course, Ramir
defended it. It's a basketball thing.
It's too long.
It's good, though.
Yeah, but you would say
too long. Ready for 10?
Yeah,
guess,
sure.
James.
It's only one game.
It's 1 a.m. Who wants pancakes?
10 o'clock games. Mix and Bullet Club. They didn't even play. I got blanks across the board. Hung Buffalo. Hope and Ruin. Hung Buffalo wins 33. Hope and Ruin scored 26. Those are your 10 o'clock games.
Hung Buffalo, Hope and Ruin. I watched part of it. It was actually kind of a back and forth affair, obviously, since it ended with, you know, within one score.
It's D5.
It got, yeah, I know, it's D5. It got heated for D5, which is great. I don't know.
Really?
Yeah.
Mike plays on that team, I think.
They
Mike.
Got a little. Little feisty at some
it.
Point.
I love
time.
It.
That's the best way to go. Whenever you're yelling at each other, obviously
I love
football's
it.
Always better.
That makes him way better.
There actually was a different 10 o'clock game that played, but
who's on matter, it?
Is that so. The all girls team?
No, neither of those are the all girls teams.
Okay.
Those ones are like the
Cunning Stunts
and
Maddie's Angels.
Yep. Didn't we used to have 3?
We did. It was Green and Ard.
How come you're not running a girls team?
I had a fucking Kelly. I was supposed to play with Kelly and my wife and Jen, but...
But you made that team with Cintas, right?
I had to make the Cintas team, yeah, and it was my work team. I couldn't...
I guess we'll talk about them
We'll
soon.
Get it there.
Yeah, that's brutal.
It's fucking brutal.
James, do you know what's even more brutal? Could I share something?
Yeah, go for it. I don't care.
Yeah, thanks. I really appreciate that. You know, last week I was offered the opportunity to join a team, Mr. Batts.
I heard about that.
My
what
first
happened?
Offer in TSL for history
for
me
you?
To hop upfield and join a team.
Who asked you?
I can't believe you've never offered.
Right, we're starting D7.
You mother.
Who asked you to play?
I believe the McKenzie
Agency. McKenzie Agency. I'm considering my offers. I'm letting you know this. I'm letting you know this for fall.
You're probably good for a point and a half a game. So
just enough to win the game. You can talk about game. It.
Are we ready for 11 o'clock?
Yes, yeah. Let's do it.
Yeah. Not gonna aim it.
With your 11 o'clock games, New Gods tight ends in motion. New Gods wins at 50 over TEIM with 38. NWO wins with 30. The Purge scores 28 on the board. Uncle Rico's Time Travelers loses. Full Throttle scores 40 on them. And Hope and Ruin with a run 35 right there. The Bams with 20. 11 o'clock games.
Does that NWO score right?
It says right as the website.
Why would it be?
Because that was my as Brother Nero's game.
I know. That's what
he fucked it up at the end. I thought Taylor came back and scored with like 5 seconds left to win.
That would be amazing if Tom
Brady was wrong. Dude, I think they lost.
Does the Purge not care that much about that?
Dude, they don't even fucking have a clue. Because that was Anthony's Brother Nero had like 3 minutes left. They were winning. All he had to do was throw the two girls, and he fucked it up. And he got a pass interference call at the end of the game or a pick play.
Like, that's officially what Topper sent
out. Yes, I think that.
Text your brother right now. We'll get this live on
Let's
here.
See what he says.
I mean, I'm not used to the Purge doing things like winning games. So
nah, dude, they're
not doing great.
They're not. We play them this week,
dude. I was talking to Tim Dove at the bar, and he's saying that him and Taylor and Cher, they're going to start this other new team.
Yeah,
it's going to
be starting
a team
in D1.
With Tim Dove.
I'm pretty sure that's not going to be a thing.
He asked me two questions, and after I answered them both right, I was on the team automatically.
Oh, congrats!
Yeah,
what were the questions?
What is this?
I don't know.
Oh, you had it. You were almost there.
I was going to say a flag. So
no, no.
I know. A bow and arrow?
Nope.
I don't know.
Boom. Boom.
Boom.
It's a boom.
What? It's a boom.
Holding up the boom mic.
Oh, I get it.
I got that one right. And there's another one about Sherry.
Did you immediately quit the team after you were accepted to it?
I just kind of walked away.
You might be doing better with no pun intended.
Yeah, there's no need to play that stupid team.
No, I watched that tight ends in motion game, though.
Perfect.
And
this is what I was going to ask you about.
Very, very surprising. New Gods were struggling.
I was
going to
say, they
looked
like they were struggling again. And then
I know, but tight ends in motion needs to practice a couple days a week.
Saying one practice isn't enough?
Well, obviously, it's not if you're losing 12 to New Gods.
Well, it was weird because New Gods, they don't utilize their girls down at the goal line that often.
No, and their girls can catch too. Maggie's
pretty good.
They can.
Maggie's very good.
Who's their other girl? I can't remember.
Cheers him.
Elena's not.
Did you?
I know.
Jesus Christ.
And at the end there, New Gods, Pete had a really nice deflection pick that ended the game, essentially. And
he's got cool hair.
He's definitely my favorite Asian. I'm not going to lie.
I know. I don't really know many other Asians, but
he's
got
cool hair. Yeah, that's why he's probably your favorite, too.
He's got cool hair.
He might be in a K-pop band nowadays. I don't even
know. I could see that. He like one of those Asian Backstreet Boy bands.
Yeah,
I could see that.
We probably listen to it.
We were watching. I don't know if I was. I think I was watching that game because mine was a Lex one. So Ricky. I love Ricky. Good dude.
Mm-hmm.
Great dude. He's my Breakfast Club
quarterback. Ricky.
I love Ricky.
Why is he allowed to be a Breakfast Club quarterback?
Good man.
They were shorthanded this year, I think, right?
Who's that?
Ricky Austin.
With quarterbacks?
They were short this year.
Yeah, that's the problem with Breakfast Club is that when people don't sign up.
Is it because the T in TSL stands for Topper?
First off, yes. Second off, this one isn't even on Topper. As much as I'd love to shit on him. No, just people didn't sign up as quarterbacks.
That's
like
true.
Even like
Did
usually,
I have to do that?
You kind of like give them the heads up, like, hey, I'll do that, and that makes it better. Okay. But when only like four people do it, they just end up saying, all right, well, we'll let other people in so they can at least. Because the worst thing ever is being on a Breakfast Club team that doesn't have a quarterback, because I've done it before.
So
everybody
bad.
Tries to
no
play
fun.
It, and it's
terrible.
Just,
people well, I was surprised just Travis was allowed to as well.
Travis sucks. That's
I should have signed up.
Travis is terrible.
You should have signed up.
I could have done quarterback on Breakfast Club.
He could have done quarterback.
Some of the regulars, like, I know non award winning Tommy.
I don't.
Why aren't you playing? Joey,
it's early. Breakfast
it's so early.
Early.
He's
fucking breakfast.
He's got suppositories to shove up his ass. He can't get up that early.
I got a long night of getting over it.
And then just to touch on the other games, Hope and Ruin recovered from their loss to Hung Buffalo to take it out on the Bams, who aren't having their best season.
The Bams have like 38
full
people.
Full Throttle with Lou actually upsetting Uncle Rico, which is pretty cool. They must have, but I'm pretty sure they were missing some people too.
Brother Neil did lose. He just texted me. So
that
score is wrong.
So that score's no. Yo,
what should the score be? Re-announce that game,
I don't know.
Please.
It should be
I think the Purge is plus three or four. Nah, it might have been swapped. Yeah.
Congrats to the Purge for their touchdown and their victory. Job. Congrats, guys. Too bad Sherry wasn't here to talk about it. Thanks again for babysitting.
And once again, Val, that's not here.
And noon.
For our noon o'clock games, before we read the scores.
Would it be TSL Universe? This your good friend, B's brother. Welcome to Extremely Deep Thoughts with B's brother.
The funny thing to do is, if you're out hiking and your friend gets bitten by a poisonous snake, tell him you're going for help. Then go about 10 feet and pretend that you got bit by a snake. Then start an argument with him about who is going for help. A lot of guys will start crying. That's why it makes you feel good when you tell them it was a joke.
Is he reading that?
With your 12 o'clock games, tight ends in motion 28, marketing mares with 27, Gryffindor scored 28, the replacements with 26. We'll be hearing about that momentarily.
Of course.
The Tommy Hughes, 26, come in the behind with 8, and the McKenzie Agency loses with 46 on the board. Tight end zones with 47. Close game right there. Those are your noon o'clock, 12 p.m. 1200 award winning.
We're not keeping
future D2 champion.
That's not going to be under an hour.
Oh no,
we'll Vladdy's going to be so mad.
We'll be over a little bit. We'll the hemorrhoids. The hemorrhoid story.
Guys,
is like
great, I can do the scores from 1 o'clock to 3.
No,
2 minutes.
I got some good games in here coming up. So fuck that.
We'll talk about this for a minute.
Let's just get to my game.
McKenzie Agency.
Wait a minute.
If they had Jim, obviously would have been the one
plus 1.5. So there's your win, 47.5 to 47.
Way to go, Ferger.
Still don't know who tight end zones are, but apparently they're playing pretty good.
Well,
McKenzie's falling.
Here's the problem with the marketing mayors.
That's what I was.
They have no subs. They look ass.
Just because of this week, though?
Who's I have no idea.
Who's the marketing mayor?
But Delucky was there watching the game.
Is that Bobby's team?
Yeah. No,
Marketing Mayors is
champs.
It's Corey Turner's team.
Is it Adam Smith? Or
Andy Smith.
Andy Smith.
I think he was came in second place last year for the MVP. I don't, who came in first?
I believe that was
Gordon for shutting you up.
I won.
Marketing Mayors was gas, though. You could tell at the end of the game they were tired.
Yeah, but it was tight ends of motion's second game, and they still kind of won. Well, that's whatever.
That's because they practice. They have the endurance.
That's what
they practice during the week.
Maybe we're wrong.
We are wrong.
Should we go make training videos of B's brother and a gym?
And like half that team plays on like four different teams. So
you should rent out Narden
in front of six games a week.
That'd be amazing. All right, Joseph, talk about.
Okay, so let's set the stage.
In a world where one man took the field, the clouds parted.
So we had no.
Then,
sorry. Go ahead, James.
The angels cried. One man took the field while the others tried not to die. Mr. Bats.
So we had no subs this game. It was crazy.
But you have you, so you don't need
exactly.
A sub.
I'm good. I'm as good as 2.5 people. So we had.
Yeah, you're only the size of half a person. Amazing.
But I have a black eye dick. So
a likely story.
So shut the fuck up so I can set the scene.
Okay.
So we had no subs for guys or girls. It was me, my brother, and my brother-in-law and my other guy on the team. So we're going back and forth. And you know, Bird likes to run his mouth and shit.
Yeah, that's
so we were going back and forth.
He's friggin' hysterical.
He is pretty funny.
He's hysterical.
He's a funny dude.
Is he talking shit about the hemorrhoid cream again?
He got you, dude.
He got you. That hemorrhoid cream.
I always give it. Pun intended.
Gotta have them on the same show, man.
So I got to. We were going back and forth, and he's got some good dudes on his team. So we were fucking around a little bit. Of course, we won because I kept dominating. I'll set the scene the last drive. They come down and score. To get up 26.
Let me guess, no timeouts. Or you didn't
I had
need them.
I had three
didn't
timeouts,
need
didn't need them. So it was 26-21. We're coming down with like 4 minutes left. Again, like Kyle said, I don't need these fucking timeouts. You can take them and throw them in the backyard if you want. So we drive down. I get down first down. get a big chunk. Second down, incomplete pass. Third down, get more. Fourth down, I'm at like the 15 or 20 yard line. Throw a pass down to like the 5 or 6 to get to fifth down, incomplete pass. Sixth down, I get to the huddle. Like everyone's, the crowd's fucking going insane.
Yeah.
When I, like I'm telling you, I'm in the huddle.
All seven people in the crowd.
I can't even hear what my team is saying because this crowd is so loud all over the place on all the fields.
Yeah, I was there. It was insane.
Exactly. So people are throwing shit on the field. The refs got to stop the clock, call the time to clear the field because people are throwing shit because they just hate everyone on the
there
field.
There was definitely a lot of undies on the field.
Exactly. Well, that
it was,
and I'm married.
Insane.
I'm underwear. Chicks throwing underwear.
I get it.
So dudes, we call some dudes. I'm a good looking guy, so dudes can throw underwear too. That's perfectly
this
fine.
This jock straps and cups hit me in the face.
So 6-0 comes. I call up a play, dude. This I'm telling you. This
what's
fucking,
the play, Joe?
I can't draw. It's my. I can't.
Okay, no.
Watch my, out those secrets.
Watch my fucking right. games. I don't even need to practice that play. Tight ends in motion. We know it off the hand. Losers. So I call the dude the window. For this throw, because it was my threw it to my brother, who's covered by Bird. He smoked him at the top of his route.
It was as tight as his butthole when he was throwing the monster in.
Yes, Kyle! That's how tight the window was. So I'm in the pocket. And you know the best part? Because I'm the greatest quarterback in this fucking league right now. I'm looking off the stage. I'm looking off the defenders. And I'm throwing into this fucking window probably the size of the suppository in my butthole. That's
just
probably,
tiny.
Yeah.
Just tiny.
A 6-inch window.
Three-inch.
So we get
inches.
It. We score. The crowd goes fucking nuts. Confetti going everywhere. I don't know.
Flag
what
on the play. Have to do it again.
There's fireworks.
Pulled that women's soccer player.
I wasn't even there and I could hear
them. Knee slide. It was insane.
So then they get the ball back with like a minute or two left. Obviously, we let, because, you know, I got to put asses in seats. We let them drive down. We let them get.
Made
let
it exciting.
Them, exactly. We let
keep
them
people
get close.
Watching.
Exactly. 6-0 comes and he fucking overthrows it. Game over. +2. Gryffindor.
Was it because of your spectacular defense that he had to overthrow it?
Of course. I mean, he rolled out to my side, so
he just saw him and got nervous.
He did. Joey Bates.
Butthole tightened right up.
Exactly. I mean, it was a no-brainer. It was an easy win. And it was a close game just because, again, I like to keep asses in seats and don't want people leaving at halftime.
Tommy Hughes, we played come from behind, and Topper threw for us again, this time not hammered out of his mind. And
he
things went
you.
Better. So
he brought it, didn't he?
He actually played really well. It's kind of funny. He played the first drive, walked us down the field. We scored no problem. And then Baccio's sitting there on the sideline looking like a very sad animal. He's like, I wanted to throw, guys, because like, I knew you needed a guy. And, you know, I have a plate in my arm, so I can't really do much. So Topper, being the generous human that he
correct.
Is, let Baccio play.
Are you serious?
Baccio threw a pick on 5-0.
Sounds right.
Oh. And then he got sacked by Molly McDermott three times? Baccio, this... Fast, quick as a hiccup, motherfucker.
Nice. Molly's not fast.
Molly's just luring him to sleep with
correct.
Her tits bouncing or whatever. Yeah. But so
hit her in the nose.
So took him out. Our girls played pretty awesome. So but at halftime, after Botch's two terrible drives, Topper just took him out and said, "I'm going back in."
It's gotta
Topper went back out there and threw two more touchdowns, and we played at great defense. Our girls are just spectacular.
Come
sometimes.
From behind, this seems like a duty team. If
They were very good, but I think they were missing people again because it's per se.
Memorial Day.
Like Parker was rushing and she was just getting on the quarterback and just like swatting him down like J.J. Watt. It was amazing. She did like 3-4 times. She's an amazing. She's got like 17 sacks on the season already. It's not even funny. So I'm calling her J.J. Twat. I don't even care.
J.J. Harry Twat.
I don't even mean that as a bad thing. She's a she's a monster rushing right now.
J.J.
So
Twat. I like that.
But that's it for our 12 o'clock games. We can move on to the 13 o'clock games and talk about how Joey got blown out.
We'll touch base. Go ahead, James.
James, please.
What happened?
I'll get to it.
You got to wait for him to talk about the scores, rookie.
I know. Come on.
What are your plan, guy? What about me, Katie Keller?
Herb.
First time.
Oh, he didn't even catch that. He didn't even catch that. We were talking about it earlier. Ready?
What are your plan, guy? What about me, Katie Keller?
Here it is, right there.
With your 1,300 games, Sticky Bandits scores 51. Sintas with 20. Let's see. Cobblestone A&A, they're on the schedule. I got a blank going across the board. Third Inch Long with 54. Shredders with 32. Passless Shops with 31. The Bam scored 20. 1 o'clock games.
Okay, I'll tell you.
Yeah, that's
right,
just,
wait,
just
before
get
you get to that.
Sure, oh, hold sure. on.
Let's talk about the third and Schlong game.
All right, Kyle, let's talk about it.
D4 is my division.
I
really
watched
want
it
a little
talk
bit.
About this. Oh, good, because I watched it too. And
I didn't watch
Shredders,
it.
Shredders, what's going on with them this
not
year?
Good.
They look terrible.
Not good. I don't know exactly
their
who
quarterback cannot throw deep, and that was clearly the...
The difference?
The difference.
Third and Schlong. I mean, they're humming along with their offense.
They are.
At least, but,
like we said before, they played. Before this, it was 5
combined
and 15.
Combined 5 and 15.
So we'll
now
see.
It's 5 and
we'll
16.
Now it's 5 and 16.
Personally, I think we would beat the Shredders by that score had I hit three of the deep balls that I missed.
So if you made plays, you would have won by more.
Personally, yeah, that was my fault.
That sounds about
right.
Personally, I think I could beat the Shredders.
Just up
Joey,
nice
what happened
little,
to D4? Remember when it was us battling you every year?
But yeah,
now it just got progressively worse.
Now
as
it's
we moved
fucking
up.
Jimmy's the playing with the Shredders.
Jimmy's playing with McKenzie Agency, maybe.
Do I need to not do your intro?
No, you're
anymore.
Right.
You're
right.
So let's. I
dubbed you the better bats of the two.
No, he earned that actually. We're going to talk about that.
I earned every fucking
too.
Toilet having this fucking lead.
Oh no, I have my own reasons for calling them the better bats.
True. So the Shredders have guys with like really really expensive cleats who suck. Like I think I watched a couple of their games.
Like, did they get like a team like discount?
Nah, do they have like those Batman and you know Superman?
Yeah,
cleats.
They're like $120.
Yeah,
those
cleats,
they all had those.
They make you look
they had
really
those Joker
awesome,
jerseys, at
but
one
they
point.
Suck. They had the what?
Their
yeah,
girl
yeah.
is really good, Rachel.
I don't know who that is.
Parker.
I played with
Parker.
Her like
was it Parker?
Twice.
Parker.
Was it Rachel or
good.
Parker? Which one?
It was probably Parker.
It was Parker.
It was probably
time,
Parker.
Sometimes
in the game, yeah.
She was. She was going
she's
in and out.
Really good.
She's very
she
good.
She just doesn't get utilized at all.
No, but that's why teams get beat all the time.
Right.
Shredders.
Don't use your best players, and that's what happens.
Yeah.
So. What else
we
did
can
you
move
see?
On to
the game? No. You watched the game. What else did you see?
I just.
You mean you talked. You're talking all this shit about third and Schlong and
no,
their crappy record.
No,
and how you're gonna
right,
beat them.
Right.
So now that you've, you know,
I can't give up too much. We
now
play
you
them
got
this
the,
next week.
It
so,
doesn't matter. How badly are you going to beat third and Schlong?
How badly?
All right, we're not going to talk about this because every time that we say we're going to beat someone,
how badly are you going to beat third and Schlong?
I heard they're going to.
We're not.
I heard they were going to make you punt.
Here's the problem: is that
we're probably going to punt.
I have a great idea.
Missing about half of our team.
The excuses are coming.
Kyle,
no,
all,
no,
we're
Kyle,
still
going
to
win.
Kyle,
we're still going to win, but it's
all
not going to be as much as I
you,
hope.
How much are you
going to
win,
Bar?
What is
how
the
much
score?
You win by?
I mean, all that matters is that you win.
What's the line
right?
of the game?
What did Vin
be?
Diesel say in that Fast and Furious?
I eat pussy.
Doesn't matter if it's
that's how
no, it doesn't
line,
matter if it's an inch or a mile. We just got to win.
That was the fist in the Furious.
Oh,
the fist in the Furious.
It's going to go down an inch every time it's brought up.
So it's 6 inches.
So I'm negative.
Imagine a 6-inch pinky, please.
Temperature.
That's like this big. No, this is 3 inches.
Who's
I would like you guys to talk about Dixon.
Who's favorite? I'll get back to it. Who's favorite in that game? You guys going to be favorite or are they going to be favorite?
No, they're definitely going to be
favorite. Third song's going to be favorite. Mm.
They're undefeated.
I don't know. I haven't talked to the Godfather in a little bit, but watch it be even.
It who is the Godfather?
Joe, you know bookies. What would you put the line at?
I don't know any. Probably 2.5.
Two and a half.
I never saw it.
Those half points are the worst.
That is. Who's third and Schlong?
The Kellers. You literally asked that like 3 minutes ago.
Oh, God, Kelly. Oh. Yeah, they're good, dude. They're good. Katie's pretty sweet.
Are they better than me?
You should cover Katie. No.
Yeah, you should man Katie, and they might not know what to do.
Who is Katie?
Their best girl.
Their best girl. I was talking to her dad on the sidelines, and I was asking her how he was going to feel when his daughter bails on the team to go play for better teams.
She's
going to
have soon. It's coming.
Gryffindor?
No, we have enough girls. We have too many, actually.
Really?
No, not really.
Just a diva quarterback.
Come on, bro.
Sorry.
Let's get to my game. Kyle, I'm going to pick you guys at 2.5-point dogs. Against third and Schlong.
Dogs.
Oh,
I love it.
2.5-point dogs. Especially if you said you guys are missing something. Michael.
Yeah, we're missing a lot of people. It's real disappointing.
Are you really missing
what?
People?
Missing.
Who are you missing? It's 3
o'clock. We're missing Jordan and Sam. We're missing Amanda.
Big Dick Brian.
Obviously, you know Shelby's not showing up.
Shelby ain't going
to
be there.
She hasn't made it to a single game.
Well, she doesn't matter.
Yeah, who is Shelby?
We don't know. That's
I'm on the team
she
and I don't know.
She's,
I'm on the team and I don't know.
She's friends with Val.
You don't need
her. Oh, Val.
Right. She was going to be on today.
Best friends?
Val, who's
yeah, they were both going
to
be here.
It's funny. We're shitting the most on Val for bailing. She actually has to work.
It's just me and you.
Kenny's not
going to
be there. We only have 2 girls, you and Casey.
The line just went up to 4.5.
4.5. Okay, so you guys are just.
The line.
I'll get trashed. It's fine.
You could call them and ask to move the game.
Apparently, yeah, and he pulled his hamstring in that game too. If you remember,
I do.
Chris Paul.
Yeah. So now, Josh is out too because the hamstring.
Wait, Josh is a pussy.
I love
that. Like, did you just determine this now, or is it always? Have
no,
you always felt
no,
that
no,
way?
No.
Which one's Josh?
No.
I feel like she's always felt this way about him.
Josh is.
Is Josh your buddy?
Why do you hate him?
He can run.
I work with Josh. Nice guy.
Is he a pussy?
He's a nice guy.
The fact that
but
Kyle paused before answered that.
Yeah, that's a total. Yeah, it's a total.
Josh.
So we played in that indoor league that Emily and Sherry and all them talked about before.
Mm-hmm.
With Matt Glocky was my quarterback. Nice. He's the one who really ruined shit with Sherry. So our team had no chance because Sherry stopped showing up.
I heard that. Mac
ruined.
Yeah. He built this team and then used it to basically hit on Sherry the entire season.
That's why Topper has this league.
Up, so yeah. Perfect.
I mean, continue.
That's how relationships are found.
Yeah, apparently.
Fuck, I forgot.
So they're 4.5-point dogs. I'm putting it at. Talk to the Godfather. Let him know I said that 4.5.
4.5 dogs.
We'll see. Doesn't he talk to you directly for these ideas?
We go through a third party.
The good news is that when we miss that many guys, I get to play a little defense.
It's true.
Are you bad at defense or something?
No.
He's good.
You should just lock down Katie Keller. She's
their
best guard.
That's one guard, I guess.
She's pretty good.
I don't think the guy's any good. I don't know.
Just don't throw near the tall guy. I know that that's 40-year playing guy. Apparently, he's actually really good at defense.
I never watched him play.
Big Dick Brian.
This is sticking, and I'm a big fan of this.
His specialty is
God, I can't wait to meet this guy.
Very true.
How tall is he?
He's about 6 foot.
Oh, sweet. Oh,
he's
shorter than 40-year playing. It won't work out.
40-year playing. Speed kills.
It's true. Really does kill.
40-year playing. Maybe they can compare wieners at the end.
Big Dick Brian's going to fly by, smack him in the face, knock him right out.
So shout out to Passless Chaps, by the way, because they got, I think it's their first win of the season, but it's coming along.
Bams are fucking terrible.
That's got to be what it is.
What's going on with the Bams?
Were they not in D4 last year?
They started in D3.
They go up and down all the time.
They started in D3 when I first started with my team. Then they dropped to D4, and then they had to D5.
Now they're in D5?
They're fucking, they always have.
It's always cool when you see like a new team with a new quarterback, because like I said, the Passless Chaps quarterback's playing. He was a receiver, but he tore his ACL, so he doesn't have to move anymore. He's playing quarterback,
and they're just
figuring it out now and scoring touchdowns. And that's really what matters. Why don't you give me a quick rundown of Sticky beating the shit out of you?
We had basically a gender team. It was me and
that would make
girls.
It better because you guys weren't that great with the dudes.
No, we had three guys missing for Memorial Day. The one dude got hurt on the third play, he fucked up his ankle, so he was useless.
Out for a while or just probably be back
he'll be back this week, but it was swollen, he couldn't move. And our girls never played before, so they're learning the game.
You could tell that part too.
They just couldn't play much defense, and I fucking hate that team.
Do you hate that team?
Why is that?
Do you mean Sticky Bandits?
Is it
because
it's basically the same team as Tight Ends Motion?
They're like the Tight Ends Motion Light. Okay. They're like the fucking bootleg version of Tight Ends of Motion.
Yeah, that's what it is.
I mean, they're nice guys.
They're great people. I love them. Actually, they're really cool, but same quarterback, and they still have Dave Baker, who does most of their shit.
Their girls are good too,
and the girls don't play D1, and they're still
No, the girls are quiet too. I like Dave. Dave's a good dude. I don't think Alex really likes me that much.
I think a lot of people don't like him that much. But honestly, so with Cinta's, how's that going? Because when we played you with Topper, and I'm not talking shit, but like you guys were on fire, and I'm like, oh man, Joey's got these guys dialed in. You're up 21-0, and I just look at Topper, I'm like, you're done calling plays, sir.
Woo!
And like I was just like, you're done here, and we start calling, and then all of a sudden you guys like we scored another one time, and then everybody got that one guy. I kind of like feel like he's Gordon Light. He got super mad. All of a sudden he started hitting girls. I'm like, you need to chill out, that guy.
What?
He's just playing really, really intense and tagging
most
him super
guys
hard.
Play rough.
Well, that's because you're into it. That's different.
It's true.
I mean, you're not wrong.
I'm not wrong.
Big Dick Brian needs to come on this podcast and defend himself.
Big Dick Brian just found out that she's into it.
His phone's going to be blowing up.
Ding, 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 ding. It's all right. He's just not on the group text of what she sends out.
Everyone thinks no one's ever played in this league. The whole team is me and guys who never played, and they think that they know what to do.
Do you regret going and starting with them in D3?
No, we'll be fine. We will compete in D3. We can hang with anybody if everyone shows up.
That's actually pretty.
Everybody shows
How many girls
up.
Did you have? Just the two?
We have four girls. Six girls in the roster. My wife and my sister-in-law play. But
your wife is a woman.
My wife is a woman. She plays, but they don't really play much because I wanted to make sure everyone else gets a chance.
Joey, turn the mic. Get the black thing in your mouth
so everyone participates.
Listen to the instructions.
But we'll be able to hang. I think we'll play Maddie Ice. We were supposed to play him last week, but we don't. We can hang with Topper, and I think you guys will give us a good run though.
It'll be fun. Our games always have shit happen. Yeah. So I want to talk about
you guys. Will beat us pretty good, I think.
But yeah, probably.
We played Daryl this week. Fuck you, Daryl.
Oh, you're gonna win, but
fuck you, Daryl.
What's the line on Cinta's cobblestone?
Oh God, we're home team.
12.5.
We're fucking. Nice. It's 14.5. I think two scores.
Really? Did it move up?
Oh yeah, it's definitely
a lot of big money came in.
A lot of early money coming.
All right. Well, that was exciting. Good for everybody. Jim, are you ready? So I can give you the hint to do the drop.
What time?
Now, 2:00.
No,
go.
2:00.
I'm pointing at it. It's fine.
Now you're pointing at it.
It's fine.
My man and Joe. The music for this read is dedicated kind of to you. Just
then nothing played. Nice. All right, thank you, Jim. That was great. That was the best.
The man of nothing.
2:00 games.
Hang on. Wait.
Hold on, I can do a Jimmy voice.
Listen.
I voted for Emily.
That's right. Voted for Emily. That's right.
Emily who bails every week.
Oh, yeah. Nice. Do you guys know the words?
Only need one part.
I'm not yelling, burn it down.
Oh, yeah. Is it coming now?
Burn it down!
With your 2 p.m. games.
Dude.
Hootie and the freaking Broface.
That's a great
We're coming back to read
Jimmy.
That one in a minute.
That's really great.
Sticky Bandits with 47. One time too many with 26. AXA scores 36. Brew Crew, 33. Maddie's Angels, 51. Vandalay Industries with 6. And
that's a sweet entrance.
One of the highest scores I've ever read during a podcast.
78. All right. 78.
Hootie!
Holy shit. I watched that game.
Just give it a minute, guys. Sorry.
It's okay, I like it.
Fish scores 78 points.
Okay, so you...
DMX with 28. Those are your 1,400 games.
First things first.
First
things first. The Vandalay Maddie's game was actually played at 10 o'clock because Topper quarterbacked both of them, and you'll notice they both lost.
Oh,
Topper
okay.
actually quarterbacked four
That's
games this
week.
That's
the game I was talking about, yeah. the all-girls.
Yes, that was yes, Maddie's Angels. They moved that to 10 o'clock so that they could get the games in because of all the other cancellations.
I thought I was just
so,
too drunk.
Topper
now,
played four
I mean,
games,
probably.
Two in black shirts and two in white shirts. He was amazing when he wore dark, and as soon as he wore the white, he got his ass handed
to him. He got beat pretty
him.
Hard this
He got
yeah.
beat the crap by the Angels at 10 o'clock. It wasn't even close. And then one Todd too many, well...
They got buried by Sticky
They got buried by Sticky
yeah,
again, so...
Sticky just looked good.
It just wasn't Ugh. A thing. I mean, I know that... I was talking to Gordon, because Gordon filled in for him, and Gordon just like, these guys just... Something's not right. Something's wrong. He's like, I don't want to be too mean, because I'm just filling in, but like... Something's not right
now. He doesn't throw to Kelly enough. Kelly's fucking sweet.
She's so fast.
She's sweet.
I mean, so I hate to go back to that game that we played, but I said that. I'm like, you know that Kelly can dust whoever they have
oh,
covering
yeah.
her, right?
Kelly's
oh,
yeah. so
I was like,
good.
Topper, really the good. Big part here is you getting it there. And and in that game, like, we were terrible. And then all of a sudden, he hit her on a couple, and then all of a sudden...
Opened everything up.
Yeah, it just opened everything up.
He fucking makes me laugh.
But they were missing people, I'm pretty sure, too. But it
And Emily
matter.
Got burnt on a stop and go, which was awesome.
Yeah. I'm really glad you brought that part up. Perfect.
What's that?
Emily.
Yeah. Great.
Drew was there during their game, so there's no reason they should lost that much.
Hootie and the Brofish.
my goodness.
First off,
78
real
points.
Real quick, DMX. Like,
holy smokes.
I'm not going to shit on DMX because they asked to be in D3 this year, and everybody was like, nah, you're going to stay in D2 because...
We need teams
in D2. They tried to get down, and they were like, well, just go for it. And I'm pretty sure DMX's wish will be granted next session.
Yeah, we play them this week. We might score 178.
Listen.
Can you score
100?
Do you think you could score 100 points
178.
In a game? He won't score 178. But can you?
Let's make a bet right now.
I know you're going
to
hold
Let's make a bet right now.
But I'm going to give him just straight up 100. Would you be able to break 100 points?
Let's make a bet right now between Elena and Joy Bats.
I don't think I can. I'm good for that bet. Not 178. I don't think I can do it. I don't
no.
think I can put up 100.
You said 100.
You put up
100
points,
Joy
Bats.
That's the bet.
100 points.
100 points. I can.
You personally or the team?
The team.
I mean, I control every point.
Yeah, he's
yeah,
the quarterback.
So, I mean, so like, yes.
Okay,
him.
All right, fine.
It's me personally.
All right, I will be there.
We play at.
We'll discuss the bet later.
11 or 12.
No. It's got to be decided right now.
I don't
Wait,
know what time we
second.
Play this week, 11
What's
or 12.
What's the bet?
Tight Hootie and the Sticky Bandit
anyway,
Brofish.
I cannot
games.
Believe.
Ladies and gentlemen, if I may, please, just
yeah,
want to grab the
room. You may not.
I got to grab the room here real quick. DMX over the past few seasons, and I'm going to go back maybe about 8 sessions. Fantastic team. They've had great teams over the years.
Yeah.
They've put something solid together. When a team like that says straight up,
we
need to move down a division, they're doing it for a reason.
Because they want to win
And there's
again.
Some good players. There's some good people there. And it's not just about winning again. They've had a reconstruction there that has taken... Joey, come on.
I'm listening. I'm fucking with you.
Oh, come on. Bring it. What do you got to say?
No, he was just blowing air dicks.
I was just...
Literally...
All right.
Blowing air dicks.
I watched that game.
Blowing air dicks.
All right,
no.
Kyle watched the game.
With those girls. Yeah. I don't know how the girls on Hootie and the Brofish could see.
Really?
Lindsay and Molly, we had at least 4 or 5 shots, plus 4 or 5 buckets of beer, and mimosas.
This is when Kyle decided to have that party, by the way.
That's what, well, no.
That's what spurred it.
The party was decided beforehand, but that's when I decided I couldn't drive home.
Yeah, that's a good
one. My car was there until Monday.
Oh, my God.
Literally, he sent me snap and was like, finally, I got this thing.
Until Monday. Oh, my God.
But I don't know how Lindsay caught all those touchdowns because I couldn't see straight.
So what happens when we put Hootie in D1? Because
dude, we almost,
they're murdering D2. We got
we lost by one.
D2.
We lost by one.
Yeah,
lost
but you're
one.
Going up two.
But you
so
lost.
Going up two. We did lose.
So what two teams are you replacing? Are you just going to walk in and demand XTC gets moved down?
Or just like, that'd be amazing. They can get moved down to D3. They're fucking terrible.
Ooh, they're not.
They're
stop
fucking
it.
Terrible.
They're nice people.
They are nice people.
So, Joey, so, you're calling it right now.
Go.
In the finals.
Me and Hootie and the Brofish.
And yeah, the score will be?
They're going to be, Lenny will make, or the Godfather will make them.
I'm going to make it a 2.5 point.
Joey is not Lenny and the Brofish.
Lenny is dead and the Godfather's still doing stuff.
2.5 point favorite to Hootie and the Brofish.
We will win by a touchdown.
Girl touchdown,
well,
or
that's
guy touchdown? That matters.
Seven.
Seven it is.
7 points. Okay. Straight up touchdown, the extra point.
Wow.
Wow. You're not going for two.
We.
So you don't have those meaty clackers.
We only go for two strategically.
Yeah, he's got little arms. He can't throw the ball as far as he's
I don't have a strong arm. But it'll be us versus them in the finals this year.
I believe it.
AXA coming out and playing whoever Brewcrew is. I still don't know you. I'm still sorry.
I don't know Brewcrew either.
17 inches at his.
They're just in that lower half of the division.
AXA win, though.
AXA, I get confused with A and A.
Yeah,
same.
That's why I said they had to change
their name. I was going to correct them earlier, and I was like, you're reading wrong.
They need to play
no,
each other.
No, you're reading wrong.
I'm reading wrong. Maybe I'll take it. I'll take fault.
Maybe
I'm
that's A
wrong.
Times A.
It could be. A squared?
Yes. A squared.
A squared.
They need to play each other to see who keeps the letters.
I feel like Maddie would just...
I agree. They need to, like...
Who's on AXA? Anybody I know?
No, I don't.
It's that really athletic black quarterback.
Oh, that's right. You said that. Yeah. That team's duty.
Okay, that's that.
That to your team's duty. That's not a quarterback.
Let's go and wrap this one up in the 3 o'clock games.
That's what she said.
What you talking about, Willis?
Ana versus Sintas. No score on the board on this score sheet we have here.
Yeah,
the forfeit.
Oh, Matty Ice had to reschedule.
We've got winners. Score is 32.
Forfeit.
UFO with 31. Now all we do is Quinn scores 30. Cutting Stunts with 0. And Salino Suarez score 52. Jabronis with 22.
Yeah, I don't know if the Jabronis were hammered at 3 o'clock.
Chapstick.
Or whatever it was. I know that Salino may or may not have had Emily play for them for a little bit, which was somehow okayed through
that was allowed?
Channel.
I don't know
what played.
Those teams.
She played
she should
like,
be suspended for two games.
In her
I'm
defense,
calling it right
she
now.
She played like 4 plays and felt bad and left, so I don't. So good for her for that. Salino just ran over the Jabronis, but maybe that's why they're practicing today, too. the Cunning Stunts must have been
that's,
missing girls?
No, dude. That's my wife plays on that team. I quarterbacked with them 2 weeks ago. We fucking played awesome. They should no reason they should not win that division. Drew's playing bad. He's playing.
Oh, has he ever
by
been
the
a
way,
no, he's
before.
Never
wait,
had.
Wait,
I feel terrible.
That's the team that I'm going to be quarterbacking next year.
What?
Interesting.
Calling it now.
Can you throw a ball?
Elena.
What?
Do you know? That's
what?
He can throw a ball.
Is that a
I've
question?
Seen, no, I've seen him
is
play.
Is that a question?
That's good. That's good.
Is that a question?
I'm just insulted because Kyle's joining all these teams. Does
I know,
that mean I'm not going to be playing anymore?
Whoa.
That's true.
I feel betrayed.
You always have to take someone with you. That's how
got
I do
got the
it.
Clark twins.
You're good.
If he has to pick someone,
yeah,
it's going to be
good.
Me.
I would hope
you
let's
always
really
have a home on the
line. Hold on, hold on. I got Kyle.
Can we admit to this? If you're going to take anyone off the team, it'd be me.
Kyle, is she good? Kyle. Look
I'm
at me.
Coming.
Don't look at her. Look
She's
at me.
Come.
Is she? That's, I'm talking about football here.
I'm going to take that bones off.
Is she good at football?
Oh, very good.
Are you just saying that because she
no,
can,
no,
is
no.
in stabbing range?
I'll give her credit. The one game I reffed, she played really well. But okay. but apparently she's been playing for a year now, and I've never noticed her before that game. So
well, now you know.
Well,
her
I'll be honest.
This, so
before this season, everyone keyed on her, which
okay.
allowed our other girl who.
Amanda's pretty good.
Admittedly, is not.
Amanda is
good,
but she doesn't play.
Oh, I'm
she
talking about play. Sam.
Oh, Sam is also.
Sam
good.
Is another girl on our team. She's
I'm salty about
very
it.
Good, but admittedly, she's not as good as Elena. So teams
salty.
Keyed on Elena, and I just found Sam in the end zone. She could catch.
That's right the
on.
Problem when you're good.
I don't care
and you are known
if you're that
be
good.
Good.
I'm just gonna
you
throw
are
to
defended.
Who's open.
I'm.
Joey Bats knows.
But,
I've had the 10
but I've been
years.
In the gym lately, so I can run really fast.
Oh my God, my name's Jim.
She's
I don't care. I haven't been hitting you.
Not in the gym.
So then, do you know anything about that game that just Drew was terrible?
Drew played bad.
Yeah, it looked atrocious. He had an interception that went right through his hands. He's like, you got to make that play for your team.
I just feel bad because he's never played quarterback before. He doesn't know what the fuck he's doing.
Yeah.
So I feel bad. I mean,
yeah,
they have really good girls.
I'll be taking over that team next year. It'll be...
Okay,
that's interesting.
Well, that'll be exciting.
I don't mean to be rude, but Kyle's joining 17 teams this year. Sure.
I want to play as much as I can.
Everybody,
he
does.
Will be at every single
game. I still think there should be a breakfast club in the fall. That'd be the best.
I don't know why.
That's bullshit. Because I didn't know that there was a breakfast club, and I would have signed up.
There's a website, a Facebook, a Twitter. You get multiple emails.
I do.
Almost daily.
I think this comes back to the whole can't read thing we were talking about.
I can't read. Exactly. I can't read.
And that's why you didn't know.
I'm illiterate.
There's a Telegram app.
Spell that.
There's a Telegram
don't
app.
Spell it.
I just got added.
I don't know how to spell
the cool dudes Telegram.
Well,
even though Joey,
there's a drunk bowl, right?
Well,
I don't play in the drunk bowl.
It's official. Well, can you ref it?
I always
please
say
ref
yes.
It.
I always say yes.
Apparently,
to
then you always get like, always then, always then you always get a hemorrhoid up your ass and have to leave.
It has a different name.
I'll
tell you what. If you first off, it's the 4 o'clock game as far as league official things are concerned.
Thank you.
Right.
Okay. 4 o'clock
off air,
I'm
totally
sorry.
Drunk bowl. Secondly,
sorry.
Joey will ref the 4 o'clock game if you put the next suppository in.
Yes. It's definitely happening.
I do it daily.
She doesn't mind shoving that.
I know how. It's fine.
See, she's got soft hands.
I'm telling you, I have an MD after my
it's
name.
Dangerous.
After all the shit I've been through, I deserve a doctorate.
What else have you been through?
Well, she has Chromes.
I have Chromes.
No, that is a different thing. That's
no,
what
that,
Lenny's doing
that
to his house.
Chromes is like what you search on the internet.
Google Chrome.
Chrome.
I have Chrome.
Chrones
is terrible.
Chrones.
With an N.
Chrones
is terrible.
Yeah, Chrones is terrible.
What does Chrones do to you? Let's do
too
Chrones
many
awareness.
Terrible
Chrones awareness. You just poop a lot?
Chrones. No,
that's colitis.
No, Chrones. Oh, I have ulcerative happen. Colitis and Chrones. So I lose like 60 pounds at a time.
Everybody's so feeling so bad at you. I try to lose 60 pounds.
I mean,
birth.
It's bad when you weigh like 100 pounds.
Ulcerative colitis. That's interesting.
You have ulcers in your intestines, which hurt really bad.
Wow. So
you're just a shit show.
Are you like inbred? Like, what's with all this bad genetics?
I am a shit show. None of my parents have it.
Are you from the South?
Are you from Alabama?
I'm from Buffalo.
Born and raised
from Buffalo, New York.
So basically the South.
Right.
Okay.
I should be perfect, but I'm not.
Oh, you should.
Did you answer the inbred question?
Well, I think the chromosomes answered it for us. real quick, let's touch on the last game because it was actually a fun one to watch. Was Witter's UFO because they got heated.
Yeah, I wish I saw it.
UFO,
dude.
I like you, Mark, but like your team really, really likes to be just dickheads to everybody.
I
want to
see some
play.
Punch it. Dude, I love watching Mark's dad. What's his name?
I know. Right. He gets so upset.
No,
he threw a pick.
That's Mark's team?
Mark Piscagli's
team. They threw
Mark's
a pick.
Mark's dad is so intense. It's amazing.
He threw a pick. Zach Newberry's returning it, and this dude goes low on him.
No way.
Shut the fuck up.
Yeah, like,
he dove at the
Zach
knees.
Got fucking pissed because he had to dive out of bounds. Zach was not happy. They started jumping back and forth.
Kick him out.
So
awesome.
And then there was some just awful clock management near the end. So Witter's score is to go up 32-25 or whatever it is.
Good for Witters.
And they proceed to let or no 32-24, and then they let
terrible.
They throw a pick one, so these guys return it.
Shut the fuck.
Then
up.
they give them the ball back, and don't they let them score at the end of the game? So now it's 32-31, and now like all these guys hate each other, and it's going to be like the most fisticuff. You know,
I love it.
Extra point ever, and sure shit like that. Hits, I don't remember who it hit, but it hit somebody in the hands and
they
dropped it.
Oh my! Did they go for two for the win or one for the tie?
I can't remember. Maybe they might have been going for the touchdown actually to win the game.
Okay.
Maybe Witters went up 32-30. I don't remember. I just remember that like it came down to a play and Witters got the ball back and then they just called it early. But like they started jawing at each other. They're just like, why does that always happen? Like if that always happens with your team,
it's not,
take it down a notch.
It's not the other. It's you then, bro.
Like,
that's right.
Like I know, like
Joey, you ready for your suppository?
First off, that's weird that you have them. Second off, yeah, he is.
It's not a suppository.
Is that a crack pipe?
Yeah,
too small.
What is that?
I'll use mine then.
Please do.
Okay, we'll casually walk away from that.
Dude, that dude gets intense.
It's insane.
Intense.
It's insane. So, yeah, I mean, tone it down a notch.
I agree.
You're D5. Don't be the D1 team in D5 who just makes everybody.
Dude, when he snaps, he yells, "Down go!" is what he yells.
Yes!
Down, go!
It's like playing Tecmo Bowl.
Ready? Hut! He's fucking Bo Jackson out there.
Yeah, right? Then he runs all the way back to the end zone and just throws it to the other one. He actually throws it.
Lost.
I was actually, I played with him for.
I think I played with him at Game On, right? Didn't we play Game On one year? Me, you, Jay-Z was there.
Game On?
I thought it was.
Was it?
When did I? No, we played. Was the we played Moe's League? Me, you, and Jay-Z.
You're right.
Yeah, that's what we played. That's what we met.
Oh, that was in the
Delaware Park. Yeah, Nichols. Yeah, 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 yeah. You're right. You're right.
We crushed teams.
We put up like 80. That's when we put up like 80 points. That
we smacked
game,
teams.
Right?
Actually, we had a really good championship game against Andy Smith's team.
We did. We beat them.
This is really exciting. If you guys did not talk about the Topper Sports football.
No, it was Miles Sports.
I couldn't care.
Hey, question for you guys.
Sure, Jim.
Comparing that league to this one. Do you find you have a lot of roots there? Do you miss that? Do you practice for that league? But
Joey
not
considers
for this
himself
one?
A mile player.
I'm a legend in every league I play, so I will not talk bad about. All right,
I would
league.
Agree. I'm a
somebody
legend
comes,
in Game On.
Some alien comes down.
Years.
I'm cutting you off because I want to ask this question. Some alien comes down and says he will fucking murder your wife,
okay,
if you don't do this, and you have to pick one league to play in for eternity. Which one are you picking?
Well, I'm picking this one, obviously.
Oh. Are you just saying that because you're here?
No, this is more fun.
But this is where you're like
so
the least
competitive.
There's so much more competitive.
Yeah, but they're totally different.
No
totally,
other league has
totally
a podcast
product.
Like this. Like, what,
they're different products.
Game On is
not
trying.
Even comparable.
They're
not
good
even comparable.
People, though.
They are
really
everyone
good.
Everyone is good.
No. Great people. I actually like Mo.
I have nothing bad to say about Joe.
I don't know Joe at all.
Really?
Never met the
I like Joe Gundo.
Joe's right here.
Jungo and I were kind of close for a little bit.
I never met
him. He was super cool. And then
very nice
he decided
guy,
that
honestly.
Our team in
see,
the
there,
team
there was
play.
A thought at one point about doing a Western New York co-ed football podcast with Joe K as host.
Yeah, no.
And it features all the leagues.
I would
that,
love
that's
that.
That
would be that'd
we would
be
actually just have we would actually just I wanted to have a like a round table for three discussion between with Lenny Topper
and
fucking Jungo and then
and
Mo. That'd be amazing. Lenny is all for it if he were
I don't
still
think,
with
I
us
don't
today.
Think I would like,
Topper's not a, Topper hates Jungo.
I don't know why.
I didn't know that was a thing, but I don't know. Something about a girl and who cares. They're both like
we're
awful looking humans. It doesn't
Topper.
Really matter. I love Topper. It doesn't matter.
Fuck you, Pat.
Pedrick is great.
Fuck
no,
you, Pat.
I'm a fan.
That's great.
Here's to you, Pat. You queer. How big is?
Jokes aside, this wine rack to your
right
as of right now, there's a plaque right on the front of that. Mr. Bass, do you see the plaque? It's about halfway
does
up.
Does it have your name on it, obviously?
Loving memory
you
of
haven't
Patrick.
Won that yet. Yeah.
Patrick J. McGovern, Jr.
That's right. This wine rack is in his memory. It's empty. We've yet to fill it with any wine.
Because Topper doesn't come here.
Topper doesn't come.
Topper lives on the moon, and he will not drive here.
Oh, that's damn, where the fuck did Topper
but our plan
to?
Is...
Sanborn.
Our plan, just to let you know, this wine rack will be filled with his wine when he opens
so cheap wine.
Topper's Vineyard.
I don't know if you're
someday.
Allowed to talk about that. I don't know if you're
someday.
About that.
He's going to do it someday out of his backyard.
He's not calling it Topper Vineyard.
I'm
either.
Telling
it's
you.
Like,
this
what
guy
is it called? Irish,
it's called
Irish
don't
eyes
do
are
it.
Smiling.
Don't
stupid.
Do it.
Is Topper going to have another wine tournament?
Yeah, that'll happen
every August.
Oh my god! That
oh
was
wait,
fun.
Actually, they sold that winery.
Did they?
Yeah,
because
really? I think Topper mentioned that because he was considering buying. It. They didn't do it, Jim, because like he said they were
that
about
one.
To.
Not that one. That's my.
What do you
know? Not that one.
No, I'm pretty sure I'm pretty sure they sold Eveningside, not the one that he knows. And we go to afterwards, not the after party.
No,
the after party was a blast.
Yeah, from what I recall.
Joe Z
anyway.
Was crying like a baby.
Is that the one where he was kissing Travis and falling through tables?
Yes, that was exactly
God,
that one.
Trick question, it's all of them.
It's all the time. Him and Travis are so queer
and Baccio
together.
Was crying with
no,
him too.
No,
really
I used
weird.
To think Travis it was part of his fault, but it's not. He's just an innocent bystander.
It's Jay-Z?
He's just getting raped by Jay-Z's
oh
love.
My God.
There's nothing he can do about it.
Dude, and, that's... He's a fucking
Jay-Z's
man.
Love? Is that what we want to
yeah,
call it, really?
Yeah, that's really what it is. He loves him, and he wants to be with him forever. That's
Jay-Z's...
What it comes down to. Like, when, if Travis marries Val, and they actually ask if anybody
can we have a moment
this,
about Jay-Z's Snapchat?
Jay-Z will do it.
Have you guys seen that?
I see it all the time.
I see it all the time.
Let me take a quick...
selfie in my suit.
A quick 360 selfie of me in my suit.
Dude,
in the
it.
Same area that was last
it.
Night.
He fucking loves
should,
it.
We should... Do that. We should all go out in suits and just take Jay-Z
yes,
snaps
exactly.
all night.
Dude,
I'll wear a suit laugh. Down. I don't really care because I look fantastic in one. I'm sure you do too.
Obviously.
Kyle probably. Kyle's not a bad
looking
suit.
Wear...
Kyle does not look good in a suit.
Oh, fuck.
You're
oh,
very,
what
you. Very fuck.
Oh, come on.
Do you look good in a suit?
I'm
good. Oh, I'm a
I look fantastic
guy.
In a suit.
Prove
I'm
it.
A good looking
wear
guy.
A suit to the fields one day. That'd be amazing.
Done.
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 Right. Shake Joey's off. Hand. He counts off.
I have a pantsuit. Wait, is this the bet?
This is your.
Is this
no,
the
no,
one?
No, no, no.
No,
100 point. 100 point.
Is this the 178 bet?
We haven't figured that out yet.
We haven't figured out the bet between me and him yet.
Well, you've got your whole life ahead of you.
my whole life.
One.
Do you think I'm going to die soon?
I mean, maybe. I don't know how Crohn's kills people. Or not it's a, I'm not a doctor. I'm not the one shoving suppositories up my ass.
I'm an MD.
It's other things. But real quick, so we're at way too long. We got to actually go 13 through.
Minutes.
So we're going to go to the MVPs and LVPs of
you're
the day.
Calling someone.
So, Joey, we'll start with you since you're in this chair that we always seem to start with.
Sure.
Who's your MVP and LVP for this week?
Myself, obviously. We won by fucking two. I put up 20 points with an all-girls
team.
You
also lost by 31.
I put up 20 points with an all-girls team.
All right, fine.
And teams who've never played.
So girls team that actually have the advantage because they score more points.
I am the MVP. You're adding extracurriculars that don't really...
That's fine. MVP, Joey Batts.
Correct.
LVP.
It doesn't fucking matter. Who cares?
Doesn't,
I mean,
hey, can I give you a hint? Can I give you one?
Sure, go ahead.
Your brother for blowing into the
I'll give it. Yeah, I'll give my brother. Brother Neo's a good one. That's a great one. Three man slaps and he fucking loses. That's a great play.
Man.
Good call.
Real quick, I forgot to ask you about this. So, how excited are you to know that during the 4 o'clock game, and this is why you have to ref, the halftime entertainment is your brother dressed as Kurt Hawkins doing this.
Is that when he's doing
is
it?
Is that when he's doing it?
Yes.
It's the halftime show.
Well, now
that's,
I have,
that's why I needed you
now
to
I have, now I have to
I knew there was a reason I couldn't remember why.
Now I have
to. Wait, so you have to be there.
Now I
Joey, did they pick a song yet?
No.
Emily said that he's gonna let she's gonna let Anthony decide. She told me.
Yeah, he's
really?
Definitely.
Oh, that's whatever. Ballsy.
Backstreet
Boys. That's gonna
be. It has to be
ballsy.
Boy band.
It has to be a Backstreet Boys or an NSYNC song. She said.
Right. That's
all
good.
All right.
Elena, were you even at the fields this week?
No,
absolutely not.
But you were at the party, so give me an MVP, LVP of that.
I'm the MVP always.
Oh, really? That's why.
I'm I don't know.
Because of your failing body, like what is good? Like
what
I don't.
What is the? You have to.
You
back
laugh
it up.
A lot. You didn't tell me too much information, and your body's falling apart. Tell me why you're a most valuable player.
Go.
We've lost her. It's okay.
She's here.
I'm
she's
pretty
here.
Dedicated.
Oh, okay. Dedicated. I like this.
I'm
I like
dedicated.
This.
I show up every week. You
okay.
Know?
Did you pay?
Yes, I paid.
How much? What is your team fee?
$55.
Okay.
$55. Well, that's a little overcharged, but that's fine.
They saw you. They saw her coming though.
Kyle's making money off me.
Well,
so
well,
like
somebody
it.
Has to.
He's right.
It's not going to be like your parents. So,
oh
so,
my God.
So continue.
Honestly, I'm self-sacrificing.
So what do you?
What are you self-sacrificing?
What are you self-sacrificing?
My body. I'm sore every week.
Yeah, that's everybody because most of us are over 30.
I'm just kidding. honestly. Fine, I'll give it to him because he played. He's the only one who played this week.
Why are you doing this, Elena?
You
well,
right
said
now.
Hey,
hey. You only played
hey,
the Breakfast Club. It doesn't count.
It doesn't,
it doesn't count.
Count.
You
I'm,
play
I'm,
a Breakfast
Club. Really counts.
Honestly,
it doesn't
count
TFTI.
I shut up, Kyle.
Gentlemen,
TFTI.
Let her talk.
TFTI. Thanks for the invite.
Okay.
Get with the logos. To the Breakfast Club.
Thanks
that's
for
a
the
logo?
Invite.
Because if... Thanks for the invite, I said.
No, I'm with you. I'm with you, sister. Go ahead.
I wasn't invited to the Breakfast Club because
everybody,
nobody
you,
told me about it. I'm illiterate! I'm illiterate! That's against the disability.
Jim, please remember that at 78 minutes, she is yelling, I'm illiterate. We might need that drop
all
later.
Right. Let's move to me.
I like
Kyle. Kyle says, fuck Elena.
She can
okay.
Come back.
Elena.
She can come back anytime. She can come back anytime.
Kyle, your MVP, LVP.
And you can't right. And you can't pick me because two people already did.
Obviously. I was never.
Well, we never had a clean sweep. So.
We've never had
you
one.
You know what?
We have a bet.
With
so.
My boy Ricky on
yeah?
New Gods. Yeah.
Why is
you know,
that?
He played hella good in our Breakfast Club.
Hella
game.
Good. Wow.
That's interesting.
Gwen.
And he's carrying twins.
And then he smacked
he's carrying twins.
In motion.
That's rude. So rude.
Yeah.
I get it. I get it. Thank you.
So Ricky played real well. And then my LVP.
Inches. That's 17 inches.
Who's your LVP?
I don't care about anything my you say, LVP. Kyle.
We got to get her and Carrie together.
oh, my God. Who's your LVP?
My ears will bleed
please
like your asshole.
Say
all right,
me.
You know what? My
I
LVP. This is going to be shocking,
no.
And I hope that she hears this. Emily Curry.
Wow.
Woo!
There it is.
Good idea.
All right, so here's the thing.
You're
Breakfast
being
Club.
Disrespectful.
She dropped at least two touchdowns that we would have smacked. Angry Tellers.
I mean, there's secretly a
and
reason
then
why
her
public
second game at
I feel
10,
like she's being attacked.
I watched her get burned on a stop and go. So, you know what? She really just didn't play that well.
And her team name is awful.
Yeah, but I don't think that's
right, I don't
Chef
know about
Curry.
That.
I don't
agree with that statement.
Wait, which one?
Chef Curry with the shots.
All right.
That's a great name.
Honestly, I subbed for them.
All right,
and I
wait,
was
wait,
really
let me,
confused
let me run this by.
Why they kept yelling Chef Curry.
I don't get it.
No one explained.
Let me run you by this.
Go.
What about E equals MC
don't shush
Hammer?
Me.
It's just you six times.
Okay.
That's
because
a better one.
Then you're adding the E for Emily.
I get it.
That's way better than that one. Way better than that one, actually.
Thank you, Joe.
So that, Emily, that should be the name. That's way better than...
I missed it.
Jim, did you say you had MVP or LVP this week?
I actually do.
Thank you, Jimmy.
By contractual agreement, one contribution to this week. Now,
playing music at the field?
To the TSL, I'd like to apologize for not being out there these past,
seasons.
Entire session.
4 weeks.
But I do want to let everybody know.
It's like week 8.
I have, and Joe K, this is news to you, but for my new potential co-host that week, and Joe, you could join if you like. I now have a new portable podcast rig, and I am ready to come to the fields this Saturday.
Wait, is that real life?
We're going to start doing some
live podcasts.
Now listen.
Can you just not come this week when I leave at 10:30?
Listen.
Nope, fuck you.
I do not have the capability. I do not have the capability to come by and play music every week. I don't have the capability to play music this week, but I do have the capability to come by and record a podcast this week. So there's MVP, future MVP to Mr. Joey Bats, who offered to
three
stand
people.
In your place
that's,
if need be.
That's fine.
That's
I got to go in.
Three
LVP.
LVP.
I'll be there.
Oh, man. Three people like did give you MVP.
I
that
like
sucks.
I'll see you there.
I love it. Now, LVP, by contractual agreement, is the other Bats.
For the Nero. Sorry, bro.
Anthony James William Michael Stephen Bats.
Doesn't seem
you
fair.
Are the
he's
LVP
living up to a big legend.
He's true. He's got
that's all.
I love Jimmy.
He's got big shoes to fill. It's not fair.
He's so bad. Way to go, James. Thank you. Way to go, James.
Oh wait! Before I'm done, one last thing, Mr. LVP Bats.
Okay, pussy.
We'll go with my MVP being the bar for being smart and actually opening the outside bar and stopping all
thank
of the
God.
Drama.
How much fun was that?
Everybody had a great time.
I know.
Spectacular.
I was there.
That's why. That's exactly what it
thank
is.
Thank you for that.
I left.
LVP or no. The real MVPs are all the soldiers that gave their lives so we could have Memorial Day weekend or whatever. But
okay,
also,
last but true.
Yeah. No. Legit.
Oh my God! See, Joe says we still got 178 bets.
Yeah, 178 bets. You good luck with that, champ. Thanks for coming on the show. LVP are all of the people who tell me that they're going to come onto the podcast and then don't do it.
For fucking practice, you fucking losers.
Name them out.
No,
Molly Morgan.
Molly Morgan.
Val, who shall not be named.
Val.
I love
the
whole.
I am the most irrelevant, and I am here.
It's true.
There's so many people. As long as you know it. So many people were really crappy about being on the show over the last couple weeks, and it's one thing to like...
Joe K, let me just interject real quick.
No, it's fine. It's not my time.
I was invited to play in that football thing today.
I was wondering if you were going to... I was waiting
no,
for your text to bail
because
on me. I really was.
Said I was going to be here on the podcast.
Thank you. And that's why you got the gold star. In fact, honestly, my MVP...
Give me a second MVP.
My legitimately MVP is kind of you because A, you're here, which is huge. B, you had an awesome party afterwards and a lot of people came to you afterwards. You brought her, which is kind of why I almost gave you an LVP vote, but she's kind of a wreck, so it's great. And
hey, she drove me here,
yeah,
so let's
I
give her a pass on
here,
this.
Super cool.
Oh, okay, you drove?
So if there's any South Buffalo police officers out there that are listening to this,
let's
fucking tell this bitch
let's not talk about that
I'm
anymore.
I'm literally fine.
So that's my LVP. Just, if you're going to make a commitment and say you're going to be here, like just stick to it because this is actually kind of a bitch to do.
I am the
even
least
though it's like
it,
this is easy
and I am here.
The least interesting.
Well, it's been a blast.
So this has been fun so far. So now we go into
final thoughts.
Final thoughts, and Joseph, you get to take it away while I go run and pee.
I got to piss too, actually. So,
and
I got to.
Oh, I can take it. Just kidding.
No, I bet you can.
Final thoughts. Seriously, I can't.
He's going to the gym.
I can't get over fucking tight ends emotion and fucking their stupid team fucking practicing every day. Oh, every week. That is the queerest thing I've ever heard. You guys are fucking losers for doing that. Seriously, losers. Molly, if you're really there right now and you're not here because you had a practice, look in the mirror and check yourself out. That is brutal. Thank you, Jimmy, with that horse. That's brutal. And seriously, I'm the best athlete in this fucking league. Everyone remember that.
Oh.
Go ahead, Elena. Your final thought.
Oh,
lead us into your... Lead us into your final
bring
thought.
It. I'm still waiting for a 178 bet.
We'll do that off air. We'll figure
out. No. On air right now. My final thought.
Your final thought.
That's your final thought is the 178 point bet.
Yes, let's bring it.
Deal.
I will put
up. Okay, what's the bet?
I'll put up 178 points in
D6.
D6 with the
no.
Over three games.
Not, DSU wide receiver.
The games.
We'll put up 270.
Okay, yes, wait, exactly. Let's talk realistically. What divisions are you in?
2 and 3.
Okay, I'll give you 178 points in D3.
No, it's not going to happen.
That's, right. He said it. He said it.
How about this?
He was talking shit.
All right, Elena, jokes aside, the Joey Bass experience, whatever team it may be, up against the Jabronis. 178, Joey?
Jabronis.
Jabronis, no, they're a pretty good team.
No, they're not that bad.
D6, come on, bro. Yeah, I'll put up 178 against the Jabronis.
All right.
We'll set shots called.
Okay.
Shots fired.
If we play that, I'll put up with one of my teams.
Is this still your final thought?
Exhibition game. It's hers.
Wait, I converted. We are talking.
I can only it's a mess
fine.
Right now.
We consolidated. What's the bet?
So now it's
bet?
Her final
178.
Thought?
Yes.
And if you don't, what
she
do I have
had
to do?
A thought?
If,
I don't drink much, so I'll do...
Yeah, kind of a baby about it.
I'll do... I hate beer. I'll shotgun 3 beers.
Wow.
Okay, but if you don't get it, do get it, what do I have to do?
You have to come to the field and not drink for one.
What about
day.
The suppository
okay.
part?
He's wrong. He's an idiot.
He's an idiot.
I don't drink at the field normally.
You were hammered last game.
Okay, that was 1 week because I showed up at 8 a.m. to play with Kyle's breakfast.
Now that people know who you
why
are
you so early? That's weird.
Drinks.
Okay, so do you have any final thoughts
that was,
of your own?
Yeah, do you have a final thought?
Just wrap up. Just talk about how happy you
Crohn's
are.
Crohn's awareness is real, people. That's the final thought. Crohn's
yeah,
awareness
color
is real.
What color do you guys wear?
Thank you,
color,
but, it's purple.
Purple.
And I really do love being here. I'm sad.
We
aww.
Love
having,
having
a great time.
You're pretty much the
really
sole reason that we're a half
and
hour
I'm
too
sad.
Long.
See, you had fun.
It's I'm sad.
And you had Crohn's.
And then Kyle.
I do have Crohn's.
Yes,
I did not
Kyle.
Have Crohn's.
Final thoughts for Kyle.
Final thoughts. I'm really looking forward to our game next week.
We're going to lose.
Third and Schlong. It's going to be a huge game.
He was too cocky.
4.5 point dogs.
We're dogs. I like it. I like it. We're missing some people, but I think we're going to have a great chance.
Just throw it at me. It'll be fine.
And also, any we're going to win the Breakfast Club Championship. That's guaranteed.
Ooh, wow. Am I invited?
That's guaranteed.
And,
I like
TFTI.
I mean, I
and
can't
you know
say
what?
Shit about that.
We're after I win the Breakfast Club Championship, we're going to throw another party.
Wow. Sounds good. Why don't you throw one anyway? It's super fun.
Kyle.
Can't do it that often.
Kyle.
Jim, you have a final thought, so why don't you give it to us? This horse thing's weird.
Joe K, my
thing's weird.
My final thought is a big thank you to you. You've been filling Lenny's shoes, doing a great job. It's going to be very sad for me not having you at the field for a field podcast next week.
Yeah, it really bums me out.
But I think we can figure this out. I have faith in
you. Brother's coming, right?
Is he's supposed to be there the last 2.5, 2, 3 weeks?
He's supposed to be there the last 2 months. Yeah. I don't know what
that is my final thought.
That's actually my final thought. Is Bee's brother, where are you? I heard that you have a house. You're supposed to be getting a job, and we still just hope
he needs
come
a ride. He's got my cell phone. I'll pick that motherfucker up.
Actually, I can't lie to you. I got pocket dialed by him.
Did you answer? Did you answer?
He was just probably mixing
no, I did
in the,
not answer. There was a voice message.
Watching The Purge.
There was a voice message. He was being introduced into his home and some of the new things and features
like,
that he was going to
like
be
like bathrooms with actual doors.
And so it's
him and Emmanuel Kulu.
I mean, it.
Not in the
no,
same
it's really good
Stop.
For him. No, he's moving on to new and better and exciting things. I really don't know a lot about it, but there's nothing but good stuff there.
Did Bee's brother find a team yet?
No,
he played with.
No, I have a feeling you'll see him again in fall. You're probably not going
to
see him anytime.
Yeah, he probably doesn't come out during the sun. So back to my final thought then. Thanks to everybody who made it this far. This is definitely long, and Lenny's going to yell at me a whole bunch about how long this podcast went.
It's my fault.
It's partly your fault, but literally it was probably the 40 minutes on suppositories.
It was a long hemorrhoid.
But I agreed.
It's Jim's fault for just feeding you alcohol. That's part of it.
It's
been
fine.
Going great. No, it is fine. This is what we're looking for here. Thanks, everybody, for listening. It was a weak week in terms of games because we were missing a good chunk of the league.
League.
You can't do much about it, but we're turning the corner, and we're headed towards
playoffs.
The playoffs. And
playoffs.
I believe it's called the race for playoff football immortality or co-ed football immortality.
But, Joey, this is week 7.
Yeah, it's going to be
–
and then that'll be week 8.
Born.
So – either way, the playoffs are shaping up. I think pretty soon we might do like a pretenders contenders thing and
I'll
see what happens.
For that.
Yeah, I kind of wanted. I almost
oh,
wanted
I
to
want
do it
in
today.
On that.
No, you're a pretender.
Am
for
I
that.
Invited?
Oh, fuck you.
No, you just.
I'm never invited.
You can't understand what final thought means.
TFTI.
So no.
Me.
TFTI. Bye.
All right.
But, I'll bring someone new. All right. Don't worry about it.
We're going to end this now before we officially get to an hour and a half. So, Joey, thank you for coming in. I know that you're really busy.
I'm a busy guy.
You're very popular.
Oh,
yet
fuck
you can,
Joey.
He can only
thank me.
Well, that's the idea. But, like... He comes here whenever we need him.
His tight,
and
his
he's
butthole
super
is so tight.
You know that I work the room, right?
It fits the repository.
So thank you for doing everything right and just being here and dealing with the mess. Over there. Yeah. And you're doing great. So good luck on your quest for 179 points, because technically you got to
beat it. You
got
to beat it. 178
and for being better than your brother.
He already knew that.
That's true.
I'm not thanking him for that.
Because
I'd rather watch
brother.
You. I'm not thanking you for that, because I'd rather watch you sing than your brother.
I would be more entertaining.
Obviously, that's the point. Elena, thank you for coming and doing whatever the hell you did here. Today it was very exciting as you talked about your deep knowledge of
Crohn's
butt. That was exciting. No, but it's really appreciated that you came on the podcast, especially since every other female in the world bailed today.
They suck.
Kyle, thank you again for sticking to your word and actually being here. That's really exciting. I'm not nearly as bitter as I sound. It's fine. Jim, thanks again for
okay.
just like
fuck you for beat me in beer ball.
Sorry that you suck at it. So anyway.
He is really bad.
And Joe, want to thank you very much for coming back to your show.
Yeah, it's kind of my show, but I'm gonna miss
Lenny.
It's your show.
Lenny Countdown is soon, folks, and
it's his show.
He's listening, and I can't wait to see him again. So that way, I can sit over there and not have to do all this.
He's
work
not getting, coming back.
He's not.
He's coming.
It's
back.
Your show.
He's coming back.
He ain't coming back.
Okay.
He's Lenny Alba.
All right. So anyway, like I said, this is my final thought. This is final everything. Guys, thank you again, and we will see you guys at the fields this week. Take care of yourselves.
You're a winner!
Make sure to stop by toppersports.com for your updates on everything to do with the league. Download the latest podcast and make sure that you stay up to date on the scores and the polls. We'll see you next week.